drgnews.com and at the DRG News app, brought to you by Golden Buffalo. And video coverage of KGFX Play-by-Play is brought to you by Bauman Lumber. Trinity Pearson is our studio coordinator. Ooh, aren't we special? Jody Brozek is handling the video for us this evening. Thank you so much for joining us. Stanley County last Friday night went to DeSmet, took on a good Bulldog team who had suffered a tough loss the week before. And DeSmet, well, they did have size on the Buffaloes and a whole lot of experience. Stanley County was able to score late with backups. So the young man Cash Richardson again made an impression, this time on offense. Not a bad effort at all by Stanley County, but going against pretty strong opposition. That's not taking anything away from Dupree. The Tigers' numbers are low. Last year, Dupree came here for the final game of the regular season. It was a win Stanley County needed to make the postseason, and the Buffs had it, winning by a score of 50-0. Cody Eden has some of those players back from that team. Again, how they went for most of the game against Faith in the opener had to be encouraging, but a pretty good Longhorn team came back to win. Lemon McIntosh was able to defeat Dupree last week 28-6 in the Tigers' home opener. So that's the matchup tonight of two 0-2 teams, Dupree and Stanley County at Ole Williamson Field. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you to buckle up every trip, every time. On the Ponsonby Agency State Farm pregame coming up, we'll tell you what's happening around high school football for in 11B and 9-man the third week of the season, for the top three 11AA classes the second week of the season. Our keys to success on the way to and starting lineups as well before Dupree and Stanley County kick it off around the top of the hour. More of our Becky Possible State Farm pregame coming up. We'll take a look around high school football when we return in 1 minute here on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Ponsonby State Farm is your Central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Ponsonby State Farm. They'll take care of all of your insurance and financial service needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Ponsonby State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pier and Gregory.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
State Farm pregame continues in Fort Pierre at Ole Williamson Field before the Dupree Tigers meet the Stanley County Buffaloes, third game of the season for each. Let's look at other high school football action for teams in Central South Dakota tonight. Chamberlain Cubs in 11A lost their opener and have had to make a long trip for game two against a state-ranked Dakota Valley team going all the way to North Sioux City. Darren Boyle has that game, 94.5, 100.5 KPLO with coverage underway. Miller Highmore Herald in 11B won their opener, lost last week. Now they're in Menno. Jim River, an 0-2 team, is the opponent for the 1-1 Rustlers. Top-ranked winner in 11B, 2-0, keeping that winning streak going. Remember, they started that here at Ole Williamson Field 2 years ago. They're in Webster to play Webster area tonight, 0-2 for Webster. Mobridge Pollock is off to a 2-0 start, and tomorrow they take on a winless Wagner Red Raider team on the road. That's a 1:30 start time tomorrow, and that's on Star 99 in Mobridge. 9AA, where the Buffs are, White River coming off a victory last week to approve to 1-1. They're at home tonight against Jones County. Of course, these schools used to have a co-op. Jones County in 9B coming off that victory over Sunshine Bible Academy last week, and the Coyotes are 1-1. Platte Gaddis dropped their opener and fell out of the top five, and they're taking on a very good Gregory Gorillas team, the second-ranked team in 9A. That's in Platt tonight. And in 9A, pretty nice game here in Presho. Kadoka Area's Cougars, who've won their first two, against the Lyman Raiders, who have also won their first two. That's in Presho. Timberlake coming off a loss to Harriet Selby Area at home last week. They had the Newell to play the Irrigators. Of course, the bus will be in Timberlake later in the year. Philip won their opener last week, and they are at home to take on Bennett County. It's the home opener for the Scotties. 9B, Sully Buttes, what had to be a satisfying win for them last week after they had beaten Stanley County in week one. Last week, they beat Potter County. First time in 3 years that they had beaten the Battlers. So the 2-0 Chargers are in Langford to play 0-2 Langford Area. And speaking of Potter County, now at 1-1 in Gettysburg tonight, they're hosting Faulkton Area's Trojans. 100.7 KMLO, that action with Dave Williams, Faulkton's 0-2. Faith is on the road. Longhorns are 2-0. That's the Buffalo's final regular season opponent, and they play at Hardy County Bison, who's coming off a loss to Kadoka Area. Sunshine Bible Academy, after that loss to Jones County, is 0-2. Not playing this week. They'll play Sully Buttes in Oneida next Friday. 11AA, it's the Pure Governor, still the unanimous number one after that resounding 54-15 win at home last Saturday over Aberdeen Central, where Lincoln Keenels broke his own school record with 438 yards passing, 201 yards in receptions for Jet Zabel, and just short of 200 by Jack Merquant. And they both had three touchdown catches each in the first half. Governors are in Brookings tonight at Dana J. Dykhouse Stadium to take on the 1-0 Bobcats. Not a very deep team for 11AA, but they do have a good running game and a good defense. Brian Oakland has that coverage on River 92.7. And, of course, we'll keep you updated on everything as the evening continues. This is the Ponce Bay Agency State Farm pregame in Fort Pierre at Ole Williamson Field as the Stanley County Buffaloes host the Dupree Tigers. Keys to success come next, and we'll start those when we return to Fort Pierre in 1 minute on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Oahe Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
With the opportunity of current winter wheat prices, see the team at Sioux Nation Seed Warehouse in Fort Pierre for these varieties of certified winter wheat seed: AP Claire, Cy Wolverine, Cy Monument, AP18AX, Winter, WB Grandfield, Cy 517CL2, and Crescent AX. Certified seed will maximize your yields next harvest. Sioux Nation Seed Specialists recommend winter wheat varieties with proven potential for our area. At Sioux Nation, they can help you with all of your seed needs. Call 223-2427 today.
In Fort Pierre, Ponce Bay Agency State Farm pregame continues. Our keys to success now with Stanley County head coach Max Foth. Just a moment, Max. We're not ready for you yet. We begin our keys to success with the Dupree Tigers. And again, there is encouragement. Think of this. This team got outscored 211-0 in their last four games last season. They won only once over Newell, but they came back, had the lead until the last 5 minutes in that game in Faith. Not many numbers, not a whole lot of size. There was one big guy on each line, so Dupree's just going to have to muddle through. They're one of the smaller, in fact, maybe one of the very smallest programs in 9AA football. Now we'll just be about ready. I know Max Foth wants to tell us about it, and after a one-minute break, we'll hear the keys to success from Max Foth on the Ponce Bay Agency State Farm pregame in Fort Pierre at Ole Williamson Field, Stanley County Buffaloes, and the Dupree Tigers. Back with Max Foth when we return in 1 minute here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
YesWay customers can now experience fun at a whole new level with Allsup's brand products, like hearty and delicious world-famous Allsup's burritos and Allsup's chimneys. Allsup's brand products, now available at YesWay. YesWay, say yes to convenience.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
The only sports here, possible agency State Farm pregame continues. Our keys to success now with Stanley County head coach Max Foth. Look, the Smiths probably poised to make another run late in the playoffs, and I'm sure you believe that anyway, but I know you especially believe that after you saw them last week. That's a pretty good football team.
Yeah, real good football team. You know, I was happy with how hard our kids played, you know, especially given a couple circumstances there. And I was actually really happy that there was a few drives there. We made them go 14 and 15 plays to go and score a touchdown. And a lot of teams, especially at the high school football level, you know, they'll shoot themselves in the foot. They'll make a mistake and we'll get a stop. But they're a very senior-laden team and very well coached. And they did a really good job of holding on to that football and being able to punch it in for touchdowns when they had it. So DeSmit played well. I felt like our kids played hard. We made some young kid mistakes, which we were bound to do. And hopefully we fixed those with a good week of practice and looking forward to our next opportunity.
The point of what you said about, you know, DeSmet had some long drives, but still at this point, given how your team is, given how young your team is, and no matter which side of the ball it's on, reps are still very important right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I felt like our kids did a great job. It just kind of goes to show that defensively we were in the right spots consistently, play after play, and the problem was is those right spots were some freshmen trying to tackle some seniors. And we were giving up a little bit of weight and a little bit of athleticism, and we made a few mistakes that they didn't make. So it was good to see that our kids were learning, and that's kind of another thing I said, too, was it's kind of where we want to be by the end of the season. You know, we want to be that sharpened up, that sharp and that good as that team that we played was. And if we get a little bit better each week, there's no reason we can't be there.
Well, and there's weeks to do it, and you have another opportunity here against Dupree. You saw them last year. Right at the end here, it was the win that got you into the playoffs. How do you think you match up with this Tiger team?
Yeah, we're excited. We're just excited for another opportunity to be able to play. We know that they've lost two games, and they had a really close one when they opened their season and lost by a point there. So they're hungry for a win just like we are, and we know we're going to have to play hard to get it.
Guy who's, and we'll go over the starting lineups in a minute, but I'm going to hear a name that a lot of people may not have heard before, and he's going to start as one of your wideouts, and that's Q Bourne. He's another freshman, so another young man getting a chance. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, Q's done a really nice job of practice. You know, he got in some on the defensive side last week, and he's getting a little bit more confident. And we decided, you know, he's earned it, and he's earned some time to be able to go out there and make some blocks for us and hopefully help us in the run game.
And that is more depth. And you talk about, and when you go to your spread look, that can add to Paxton and to Caden Montana and to Blaze Frost and obviously to Chase Hansen. You've got more people to use out there.
Yeah, we're so excited. You know, we're in a great spot numbers wise. You know, we're hovering right around that 30 kid mark, and that's the best numbers we've had in years here. So we're excited because it allows us to play some more JV games. It obviously allows us to give the varsity guys some breaks and be able to be more fresh during the varsity contests. And you know, it's just our job to try to find the puzzle pieces here and find which ones fit and which ones are going to give us the best chance to win the game.
All right. What is that key or keys to success to coming up with win number one tonight?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we've done a nice job of not turning the football over. You know, we've only turned it over, I think, one time in both our games, and that's going to lead to success. You know, it hasn't panned out yet, but as long as we keep going with that and then really looking for our defense, instead of just settling for being in the right spots and making those tackles, I'm looking for our defense to make some really big plays tonight. You know, cause some turnovers, really be chaotic, and really kind of just play their best football they played all year tonight.
Your turnover number right now is +2. If it's that way in 7 weeks, you could have pretty good results.
Yeah, I'd be excited about that.
Max Foth, the head coach of the Stanley County Buffaloes, thank you again. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Coming up on the Possible Agency State Farm pregame, we'll have the starting lineups and more from Willie Williamson Field in Fort Pierre. And we'll return in 1 minute here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
Now you can book flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
Montana Dakota Utility starting lineups now at Ole Williamson Field in Fort Pierre. Let's tell you about the Buffaloes first. Quarterback is Brock Zabe, the junior. And Brock is the 6'4", 175-pounder. Has 144 yards passing, a touchdown, and a pick in two games. Colton Brady, the senior running back, 70 yards rushing so far and 22 carries. The average for this club is 72 a game. They want to see Brady and fullback Barrett Schweitzer run the ball a little bit more. Schweitzer with five catches for 35 yards. He and Chase Hansen lead the team in receptions. Hansen is the 6 foot, 145-pound junior with five catches for 88 yards. The wide receivers, we just referred to Q Born, and Q will make the start for the first time. He's 6'3", 175, but we'll still see plenty of Paxton Deal and Blaze Frost, the sophomore, who has one catch, and Caden Montana, who has a couple of catches. Max Foth is the head coach of the Stanley County Buffaloes in his sixth season, and his record is at 23-24. We'll go over to the Dupree Tigers starting lineup after this from Montana Dakota Utilities. We're back in 30 seconds to Ole Williamson Field in Fort Pierre here on KGFX.
Hey, new guy. Shovel, right?
Yeah, Rake, and I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
Yeah, what's your story?
Hey, my last gig, I nearly got electrocuted, almost drowned. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
Our guy calls every time he digs.
It's quick and easy. Any tool can do it. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
This message brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities, in the community to serve.
Trent Thorstenson, a senior, is Dupree's quarterback, 6'2", 140 pounds. Quake McClellan also in the backfield, a 5'10", 145 junior, along with Bobby Brewer, 5'11", 170 junior. Trey White Wolf is a freshman at 5'10". He'll be a running back and lineup split sometimes. Tight end is Brandon Jewett, a 5'8", 145-pound sophomore. And on the line both ways for Dupree, a 6'2", sophomore, Cameron Deckley, a 5'11 sophomore, Braden Turbine Smith, and a 210-pound junior at 5'10, Matthew Lemke, and one of the guys with some size on this team, Noah Little Wounded, a 6 foot, 300-pound sophomore. Cody Eaton is in his second year as head coach of Dupree, 0-2 this season overall, 1-9. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities, in the community to serve. Now, time to tell you about the law on the field. It's brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, and we'll introduce the officials for this game when we return to Oldie Williamson Field in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax returns, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information, such as bank and credit card account numbers, social security number, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions, trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think somebody has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-300-1986.
Officials for this evening's game are these: Matt Clark, Mike Sarda, Doug Pitts, Wade Staubs, and Ryan Huizenga. Those are the law on the field. It's brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Well, thank heaven for small favors, because it could be yesterday when it was about 10 degrees warmer than what it is right now. And there's a pretty good breeze, as there's been out of the north all day long at about 15 miles an hour. So that'll favor the team moving from our right to our left. 84 degrees, so not too bad. Sunshine, that's the forecast for the next several days, too. After the sun sets, it should be pretty comfortable. Trek Thorstenson, Bobby Brewer, Roper Eaton, Braden Turveen-Smith, the captains for the Dupree Tigers. And for the Stanley County Buffaloes, Brock Zabe, Chase Hansen, Barrett Schweitzer, and Nathaniel Nelson come out, and the coin toss will take place, and then not too long after that, we'll get this game going. Natural grass, of course, here at Ole Williamson Field in Fort Pierre, and in pretty good shape, given what the weather has been over the last very long time. As you know, this field in pretty good condition. Stanley County in their home purple tops, white numerals in gold, twin buffaloes above the block print number on the front, big block print number on the back, and the gold pants with the purple and gold piping. Well, purple and gold are Dupree's main uniform colors, too. White tops they wear on the road with their purple numerals, and they're in gold trim. Purple pants with a gold and white trim on the side. 50-0 when these teams met in the final game of the regular season for both a year ago. It was a win that Stanley County needed. It was the last of their four to end the regular season and allowed the Buffs to make the postseason.
Looks like your Buffaloes
won. Stanley County won the toss, and they have elected to receive the football. So we are very, very close to the Linz Dakota Martin Fort Pierre opening kickoff a few minutes early, but no one's complaining. So let's hear from those good folks, and then we'll get this one started in 30 seconds from Ole Williamson Field here on KGFX.
Linz Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Check out their great selection in the meat, deli, and produce department and hardware, as well as the rest of the store. The freshest and best quality in the area. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Linz Dakota Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Linz Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Thrifty, local, and convenient.
Barrett Schweitzer and Chase Hansen at the end to our left line up at about the 10 to receive the kick. Stanley County will go from right to left, taking the wind in this first quarter of play. They'll be with the wind anyway. And the big fella, Nolan Wooded, will kick off. We hope you enjoy the action from Ole Williamson Field in Fort Pierre. As we say, someone is going to win for the first time this season tonight as both teams come in with a record of 0-2. Stanley County with two fourth quarter touchdowns so far. They have not scored yet before the fourth quarter. Let's see what they do on their first drive. Little Wounded with the kick and running up on it and bouncing off Schweitzer, and he picks it up at his 23, 25, 30, 35, and down to about his 36-yard line before Fletcher Brooklyn was in on the play for Dupree. And it'll be for Stanley County, run on the 35 is where they will start their own 35-yard line. Stanley County has moved the football. It's just a matter of putting it in the end zone. They've got to do better in the late downs, as we'll get to when those downs come up. First and 10, Stanley County from their 35, from right to left under center is Brock Zave. Stretch handoff, Brady around right end. Colton is to his 40 and tried to turn that corner and brought down near his own 43-yard line. Trey Thorstenson may have saved Brady from going a whole lot further, as it was 8 yards for Stanley County on the first play from scrimmage. They've averaged just over 2.5 yards rushing the ball coming in. They will spot it actually back. They say his knee went down outside the 41-yard line. So it's a gain of 6 and second down and 4, and a little bit of trouble with that carry by Schweitzer as he's brought down right away.
By number 90,
John, there's big.
To bring up about a third and five.
Noah Littlewound to bring him down. And that's a loss. Back to the 40 for Stanley County. Third down and five. And again, here's been the issue. Stanley County only 6 of 24 on third down in their first two games. They need five here from their own 40. They run out of the eye with Zabe under center. Fake to Brady. Roll right, throw right, caught, plays Frost to the 50, to the 40 of Dupree, and brought down there by Trey Thorstenson. Good play fake there as Zabe was able to find then plays Frost. But Stanley County converts a third down. That's what they want to see. The play ends at the 44-yard line of Dupree for 15 yards in the first down of this game. Just underway, minute 20 gone, no score at Ole Williamson Field. Did get going a little tiny bit early tonight. Man in motion, and they hand it off. Turning the left corner is Paxton Deal, 40-37 of Dupree at the left sideline right below us before he is forced out of bounds.
Looks like he's going to pick up the game about
by Quate McClellan.
7-8 yards, bring up about a second down and three for the Buffaloes.
Spotted at the 37-yard line of Stanley County, and that'll make it second down and about three. So a good start for SC on this first drive as they send Blaze Frost wide to the right, two receivers to the left. Second down, three Stanley County at Dupree's 37. Hanson in motion, the handoff on the way to Colton Brady. Left side, lot of room, 35, 30, down the left numbers, 20. Breaks a tackle, 15, and down near the 11-yard line of Dupree. Broken tackles there as finally the last one was made by Roper Eaton. But an enormous gain. In fact, spotted right on the 10-yard line. So that's going to make it first and goal, a run of 27 yards for Paxton Deal.
First and goal for the Buffaloes.
Well, Stanley County moves the football. On first down, a roll right by Zabe. It is caught by Hanson at the 5. Right corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Stanley County. Stanley County takes less than 2 minutes. Zabe has his second touchdown pass. They've both been to Hanson. He caught the big one, of course, 2 weeks ago here against Sully Buttes. And Stanley County has taken the early lead. Here's Colton Brady to try the extra point. Bit of a high snap, and it blocked. It's blocked right back at him by Trey Thorstenson. The snap of Barrett Schweitzer high. Chase Hansen had a tough time handling it. But Stanley County takes the lead, and let's take a break. 10:01 left first quarter. Stanley County leads Dupree 6-0. Back in 1 minute on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Hi, this is Jenna with Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our competitive rates and refinance with us. We offer the first 90 days no payment and $75 in your pocket after finalization. Come see us at 1525 North Garfield Avenue and see why we are big on you. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. All deposits insured up to $250,000 by NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Have you ever wondered what the benefits are of becoming a Owyhee Federal Credit Union member? At Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we reinvest profits in you. We do this in the form of lower interest rates, higher dividends, and low to no fees. So come check us out or come in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre, because at Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we treat our members like they own the place because, well, they do.
Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
Stanley County takes a minute 59 to score. Five plays, 55 yards, and Tyler Leiferman is ready to kick. He had a touchback last week, and it looks like he's going to have another if it makes it to the goal line, and he does. So Leiferman has his second touchback in as many weeks, and Dupree will have to start from their 20-yard line. So the kickoff is for a touchback. And here comes Dupree from left to right from their 20 against the wind. And it is a direct snap back to Bobby Brewer. Brewer at left guard has around 3.
Looks like maybe Brady, 22 on the tackle there.
Actually, no gain for Brewer in the first carry for Dupree, and it's second down and 10 right and the 20-yard line. How much will Dupree try to go to the air is the question. They didn't do much when they were here last year, and they do try to run again on second down, this time with Braden Turvin Smith. But not much for him, only a couple, in fact, only a yard. Colton Brady made that stop. But Dupree is only out to their 22 after a two-yard gain, and it is third down and 8. 6-0 Stanley County on the pass from Zabe to Hansen. Second time they've connected this year. Third and 8 Dupree from their 22. A roll right back. Thorson City smashed by Chase Hansen. Sack back inside the 15-yard line. Thorstenson could not turn the corner, and Chase Hansen had a bear hug on him. And it is spotted back at the 13-yard line, Worley. Fourth down and 17. Well, there have been some sacks for this team. Chase Hansen and Barrett Schweitzer right for the punt of Bobby Brewer at the Dupree 45 end-over-end kick, and Stanley County will let this bounce, and it's good field position here as Dupree downs it in Stanley County territory at the 35-yard line, and that is just a 22-yard punt with 8 minutes, 2 seconds left in the first quarter. Stanley County scored on their first possession and leads 6-0. Before the second possession begins, let's pause for station identification.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KTFX Pier. Rebroadcasting on K276 GT 103.1 FM, Fort Pier. Arrive alive, go text and drive.
First and 10 for Stanley County at the Dupree 35. Handoff from Zabe to Brady out of the shotgun. Left sideline, 30, 25 and more. 20, 10, and dragged down inside the 5-yard line. Trey Whitewolf, at least for the moment, saved a touchdown. But Hansen really turned the corner fast.
He was caught down there in about the 2, maybe the 3-yard line.
And Hansen with a big, big run all the way down to the 5-yard line for 30 more. And it's first down and goal for Stanley County as they look for their second touchdown in this first quarter. They're up 6-0. 10th man, or the 12th man, that is, comes off the field quickly for Dupree on first and goal from the 5. Hand to Brady. Room on the right side, but then it is closed off quickly, and Brady's brought down after about a yard. And the pursuit there, very well done by T. Berkland, because there was great room for Brady right there. Looked like he had an open path to the end zone, but instead Berkland stopped him for no gain. Second down and goal, Stanley County at Dupree's 5. Well, already 95 yards of offense for Stanley County in this game. Second and goal, they're at the 5-yard line of Dupree. Zabe with the pitch left, looking for room is Brady. A block for him to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown. Barrett Schweitzer through the block. And the convoy led Colton Brady to his first rushing touchdown. And the lead for Stanley County increases to 12-0, just over 5 minutes into this game. Didn't take the Buffs long. Big play on the first play of this drive, the 30-yard run by Chase Hansen. And Stanley County with a 12-0 lead will keep their offense on the field and try for the 2-point conversion. So a great start. The Buffs were looking for this, and they have received it. Zabe is under center, eye backfield behind him. dotted by Brady, who takes the handoff, slipped a little bit, and then is brought down by Braden Turvine Smith. So the two-point run is no good, but Stanley County has scored again. Let's take a break. 6:53 left first quarter at Ole Williamson Field. Now it is Stanley County 12, Dupree nothing. Back in 1 minute with high school football. 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action starting Monday, September 12th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Broncos head to Lumen Field and take on the Seahawks at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. 852-2224.
Brewer returns this one for Dupree from the 10, 20, 25, across the 30 and near the 35-yard line. But a good play there by Coy Ludeman to bring him down. So good return by Brewer, and let's see what Dupree can do now. 3 plays and out the first time. Dupree starts from their 35. Last time they started from their 30. 12-0 Stanley County. Touchdown pass from Zabe to Hansen. Touchdown run by Brady so far in this first quarter for SC, looking for win number one. Trek Thorstenson in the shotgun from his 35, first and 10. Takes the snap. They want to toss on first down. Nobody open on a scramble. Thorstenson to the right to the 35, to his 40, and down to his 42. Good job by Thorstenson. Weston Prince was able to bring down Thorstenson, but good play on the read there because no one was open. Thorstenson saw the opportunity there to move forward and did. Gain of 8 for Thorstenson. And Dupree with a second and short. After the best play so far, but of course there have only been 4 for Dupree. 3 and out in their first possession. They line up Brandon Jewett now, wide to the left. Slot to the left is Roper Eaton. 2 receivers to the right, they're Bobby Bruter and Clayton McClellan. 2nd and 2 from Dupree. From their 43, Thorstenson with some protection. Now wants to throw. Now he is chased, and he is brought down. Maybe made it back to the line of scrimmage by Hayden Rago. Was there able to bring him down there. And no gain, so that won't be a sack. But again, another scramble there by Thorstenson. And Dupree is going to take their first timeout. So we'll take it as well. 5:19 left in the first quarter. It's an Actegra timeout with Stanley County leading Dupree by a score of 12-0. And we'll come back to Ole Williamson Field in 30 seconds here on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Each South Dakota farmer operates differently. And that means that ag insurance should be as unique as every farmer in the field. Fisher Rounds and Associates gets to know you and your operation before we find a policy. That way, we can make sure you have the coverage you need. Contact Fisher Rounds and Associates and see what it means to have us at your service and at your side. Fisher Rounds and Associates, serving South Dakota farmers with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Watertown, Sioux Falls, and Rapid City.
Timeout. Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. Dupree with a third down, long two, really about 2.5 from outside their 43. Two receivers each way. Thorstenson and a whistle stops things. Because there must have been a problem in the line.
Maybe blood or something on the uniform, possibly. We got to get a sub.
Matt Clark, the referee, Says no play is going to stop because one of the Tigers, Matthew Lemke, had to come off. Could have been cut. Roper Eaton is in form. So no penalty.
So no
and here we go again for Dupree. Third down and two from their 43. They need this one. Trailing 12-0, 5:18 left in the first quarter. Thorstenson takes the snap. Throws right. Once Brewer, long right. And he couldn't hang on. Well covered by Weston Prince. But when Brewer hit the ground at the Stanley County 25, the ball did too.
Fourth down and about three to go.
Well thrown ball by Thorstenson and right in the hands of Brewer, but he could not quite hang on to it. Dupree will, it appears, not take the chance on fourth down and two as Bobby Brewer will step back to be in punt formation. Standing at his 34 is Chase Hansen, who says, go up in case they fake it. Punt straight up in the air, end over end. It'll need a Dupree bounce, and it has a little bit of one. And it'll be down by the Tigers at the Stanley County 38-yard line. And that's where Stanley County will start their third possession with 4:59 left in the first quarter. And Stanley County up 12-0 after they've scored on their first two possessions. They've outgained Dupree 100 yards to one so far. Three first downs to none, but here's what's got to be encouraging for the Buffs. They already have 94 yards rushing on seven carries. Hansen had a 30-yard run, and Deal, of course, the 27-yard run. First and 10, Stanley County from their 38. Zabe with a pitch left. Once Colton Brady has him, looks for room. Not much there. He only back to the line of scrimmage. Good pursuit there by Matthew Lemke. Helping out was Braden Turveen-Smith. And that's a nice job right there to hold Brady to no gain.
Got to bring up this, maybe a no gain.
Now that hole was closed pretty quickly. Zabe near the sideline will bring the play into the huddle. Who said teams don't huddle? Seen more huddling in the first three games than I've seen since the 1990s. Second and 10, Stanley County from their 38.
Zabe back again in shotgun.
Frost to the left, three receivers to the right. Zabe in the shotgun. Brock with a roll right. Throws right out of the reach of Hansen. At his 45. Threw it a little bit behind Chase Hansen. And Stanley County will have a third down and long. Now, they converted a third down earlier. We told you about the trouble they've had in their first two games. Zabe, 2 for 3 throwing, has had the touchdown pass. It's 3rd and 10 for SC from their 38. Three receivers to the right, one in a wing and two wide, one to the left. Zabe, some pressure, hit it, he throws, and it's picked off. At the 39-yard line of Stanley County, it's Roper Eaton. Across the 35 and down to the Stanley County 30. Zabe had to throw because there was the pressure on him. And the interception is made. And Roper Eaton has run it back.
Got to put the Tigers first and 10 at the Buffalo's 30-yard
line. 9 yards to the 30-yard line of Stanley County. And that is where Dupree is with 4:01 left in the first quarter. Stanley County up 12-0, but Dupree with a chance to take advantage of some good field position. Just the third turnover so far by Stanley County. There's still a plus one in that number. Handoff for Dupree on first down to Braden Turveen-Smith.
Turveen-Smith with the carry.
Around right end. He's across to the 24-yard line of Stanley County, and that'll make it second down and four. It was a Dupree team, and we remember from the final game of the year a year ago. Well, they don't have many numbers now, but they didn't then, and they had been through a difficult season, didn't score a point in their last four games, as it turned out, and Stanley County rolled and clinched a playoff spot last October. Here is a whistle as
looks like the defense the moved a little early. That'll probably bring up a first
play
down.
Started.
Give the Tigers a first down on the penalty.
And it's on Stanley County. It's encroachment. They stopped the play, but they're going to call it on Stanley County, and that gives Dupree a first down. Well, a gift there for Dupree to give them 5 yards and their first down of the game. Well, sometimes you'll see the officials let the play go even after encroachment like that, but they must have ruled that enough was made where they had to stop the play. Anyway, it's a Dupree first down, first and 10 at the Stanley County 19. From left to right, 12-0 SC, 3:22 left first quarter. Thorstenson with a little delay on a draw to Turfine Smith, and he is stacked up at right guard, and Cash Richardson was in there.
Taz Richardson and Tyler Lankman all in on the tackle.
In fact, that drops him back a yard to the 20. That was a loss on the play. Second down and 11 for Dupree.
They did stop him for a loss. That brings up
White Tops moving from 11. Left to right. Remember, watch this game at the KGFX. Pitch toss right is Turfine Smith again. One ankle tackle broken right sideline, and he slipped inside the 20. He was trying to make a cut. There is a flag down, too. Turfine Smith just fell down, but a holding penalty on Dupree anyway is going to bring the Tigers back with 2:38 left first quarter.
Weston Prince, your tackler.
The Peer Governors tonight, they are in Brookings, looking to make it 2-0 and looking to defeat a team they've lost to in the regular season the last 2 years. Brian Oakland has that one on River 92-7. Well,
the second about 21 yards for the Tigers.
The hold here, and in fact, it was enforced from the 24. It is back to the 34. So this makes it
Thorsten's another center.
Second down.
He drops back to pass.
And
he's got a man
16.
Thorstenson
with a throw right and on the right sideline. The catch is made. He got a foot down. But McClellan, well covered by Weston Prince, but McClellan made a good catch on the right sideline. Inside the five. And that'll make it first down and goal for Dupree. The best play that Dupree has had so far. That is a 31-yard gain down to the 3-yard line.
Once again, Trey Thorstenson of
Stanley County. Thorstenson with the eye backfield behind him. Man is in motion. Hand off at right guard, Turfine Smith, down to the 2 or 1. Draws a little bit closer. Met by Colton Brady.
Met by Colton Brady at the line.
Gain of a couple down to the 1. Makes it second down and goal for Dupree, trying to come to a 12-0 Stanley County lead, 1:55 in the first quarter. But now the officials stop play before Dupree lines up, because there was something in the end zone that a young man was told to pick up, and now he has, and now we're ready. Thorstenson under center again. And they go right up the middle with the quarterback. Thorstenson, he's into the end zone for a Dupree touchdown. So they turn the interception into points. And with 1:51 left in the first quarter, this is a one-score game. Good resolve there by Dupree after the interception by Roper Eaton set it up. 12-6 now for Stanley County. Dupree keeps their offense on the field and will go for 2. Nope, they will not. They will go with the kick, and this is Carson Farley, F-A-R-L-E-E. He's a junior. He'll try to make it. Nope, they snap it right to Thorstenson, and they fake it. Throw right. Dive by Brewer. By McClellan. He made the catch into the end zone. The two-point conversion works. Well, they didn't even really hide it very well. They just faked it. It ended up in Brewer's hands, and he has it. So we have a four-point game. Win at 51 left in the first quarter. Let's take another break. Good one here. Stanley County leads Dupree by a score now of 12-8. We're back in 30 seconds on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre can help you with preconditioning home-raised calves for fall. Let Sioux Nation show you how preconditioning can be beneficial for increased weight gain, improved feedlot performance, reduced feedlot sickness, and improved sale price. Vaccination programs using Vista Once, BoviShield Gold One Shot, and Pyramid 5 Pre-Spawns. Also, UltraBac 7 Sombuac. See Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre for the newest technology and latest products for preconditioning your calves for increased profits from your herd.
30-yard drive for Dupree in five plays. They take 2:10 to score, taking advantage of the interception. This kick goes straight left, and Chase Hansen will let that go out of bounds at the 20-yard line of Stanley County, so that'll improve the Buffs' field position. The drive ended with the one-yard sneak by Trey Thorstenson, and the two-point conversion good on the pass from Thorstenson to Bobby Brewer.
First and 10.
Stanley County will take over on their 35 with 1:45 left in the first quarter. It is a 12-8 lead for Stanley County. They scored the first couple of times that they had the football tonight. Rock saved to Chase Hansen on a touchdown. Second possession, Colton Brady, a touchdown run. But now Dupree's worked themselves right back in it. Stanley County from their 35 from right to left. First and 10. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Hansen's the man in motion, but a whistle blows and a flag is down as Stanley County, it appears, is going to be set back five with the legal procedure.
And bring up a first and 15 from their own 30-yard line.
Second penalty on Stanley County sets them back to their 30-yard line. No action next week for Buffalo football. It's their bye week. 2 weeks, it's another trip to Tyndall for the second straight year. Buffaloes will play Bonham on Friday, September 16th. First and 15, Stanley County from their 30. And up to Hansen. Oh, he nearly dropped that, and then he is dropped. A little bit of a bobble, and then Hansen was plowed under by Matthew Lemke on a very good play as he tried to turn the left corner. And Hansen is brought down for a loss of 4 yards.
Have a loss of about 4 yards in that play. That'll bring up about a second and 15.
So all the way back at their 26-yard line, Stanley County now faces a second down and 19 yards to go. So let's see if they open it up on this play. From Zade.
Zade comes up
under center. He's looking at a three-man front. They run out of the eye and a play fake to Brady. Throw right. This is caught by Barrett Schweitzer at the 30. Jukes and Jives. Right sideline. Forced out of bounds. Around the 36 or 37 by Trick Thorstenson.
And maybe Keen Berkland.
Schweitzer, who has had 5 catches in the first couple of games, has one here. And that's out of bounds. Right at the original first down marker at the 35, so Stanley County faces a third down and 10. We're down to 51 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's a 12-8 Stanley County lead. Already a much more competitive game than there was between these teams here last year, and Stanley County is going to take their first Actegra timeout, so we'll take 30 as well. 51 seconds left, first quarter. Stanley County on top of Dupree by a score of 12-8, and we'll return to Ole Williamson Field in 30 seconds here on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Yes Way Rewards members not only get savings on in-store items and cool free stuff, they also get savings on gas, including an instant fuel discount upon registering. Join now at yesway.com. Yes Way. Say yes to convenience.
Their first timeout, Stanley County from their 35 will have a third down and 10. Well, the ball was moved well in the first couple of drives. Penalty didn't start at the stop, but it started this drive. Then a loss. Then the play from Zabe to Schweitzer, but Stanley County is third and 10 from their 35. One of two on third down
right,
tonight.
Breaking huddle. Timeout's over.
Wide to the left. Barrett Schweitzer and Gray. Place for Aust. Receivers wide to the right, two. Third and 10 SC from their 35. Hansen in motion from right to left. Zabe with a pump fake. Throws up Schweitzer. Wide open left. Numbers. Caught it at the 40. Slip. He's down to the 35 of Dupree, but it's a first down. Oh, boy. The end has slipped. It might have been six, but still a good catch by Barrett Schweitzer. And it puts Stanley County out of a little bit of a hole. There at the Dupree, 35-yard line, with a first down on a 30-yard play. Zabe, just that little bit of a pump fake, and Schweitzer had nobody around him when that ball came to him at the Dupree 40-yard line. Just stumbled a little bit and fell, or that would have been six more. Three receivers to the right and one to the left for Stanley County on first and 10. At Dupree's 35. Zabe, throw right by Hansen in the flat, caught, but an ankle tackle brings him down behind the line of scrimmage. Hansen just had nowhere to go because standing there and waiting for him was a Dupree tackler and a good play, and that ends the first quarter.
Good play by the Tigers on the tackle. Maybe Bobby Brewer on the play.
At the end of one quarter, it only waves a field in Fort Pierre on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. It's Stanley County 12 and Dupree 8. Wagner Auto is the one place to go. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
At Avera Health Plans, we know your ag business is vital to South Dakota, and affordable health insurance is essential to running that business. As your health insurance partner, we'll help to lighten the load of managing these expenses in an uncertain market. We're dedicated to rural health care with extensive preventative care services that are good for communities. We'll work with you to create a plan that's both affordable and effective so your employees have the coverage they need when they need it. You don't have to wait. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup. Or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
A loss of a yard in the last play of the first quarter to Stanley County as the second quarter begins. Second and 11, now from left to right against the wind at the Dupree 36, leading by a score of 12. And I'm David Burrow, and we're glad to have you with us on this Friday evening of Labor Day weekend. Hope it is a good and safe Labor Day weekend for you. Two receivers to the right and two to the left for Stanley County. Brock Zabe sets up in the shotgun. Colton Brady behind him. Just about ready to go. Just about. But Bruce Precy will make sure things are... Yes, Bruce is here. In retirement, kind of, but working hard. And doing his best to make sure the correct time is on the clock so the second quarter can get going. It will shortly. So while that is getting straightened out, we'll see what we can do about bringing you scores of other action. And remind you, too, Twins baseball will be back here on KGFX.
Mr. Bonhorst, if you're close, could you...
Tomorrow evening, please, they will play the White Sox in Chicago for the first of a three-game, for the second of a three-game series, the first of which is going on tonight. But while we have a little bit of a moment, let's tell you about some other action. White River and Jones County underway in White River. No score there in the first quarter. Gregory at home to Platte Gennis. Of course, the Black Panthers lost their opener last week. That's a good guerrilla team, ranked second in 9A. No score as they play early in the second quarter. Kimball White Lake with a tough test tonight as they are at Howard. And the top-ranked team in 9A leads 9-0 with 3 minutes left in the first quarter of that game. Harriet Selby area, good start for them, leading Lemon McIntosh in Harriet 24-0. Oh, what a matchup here in Presho. Lyman leading Kadoka area 6-0. 2 minutes left in the first quarter, a couple of 2-0 teams. In Gettysburg, Faulkton area on top of Potter County, 14-8. 3 minutes left in the first. That game is in 100.7 KMLO. Sully Butte is going for a 3-0 start, and the Chargers are leading at Langford area 22-0 late in the first quarter. That Charger team much improved. Miller-Heim over Harold is in Mano to play Jim River, and there's no score there in the first quarter of that game early on. Winner, well, just keeps moving along. 25 straight wins for the top-ranked Warriors in 11B, and they're leading at Webster area midway through the first quarter, and it's already 24-0. Chamberlain with a long trip tonight. Cubs are 0-1. They're playing Dakota Valley's Panthers in North Sioux City, and it's Dakota Valley on top 7-0, 3 minutes into the game. That is on 94.5 KPLO. All right. The Gremlins got worked out of the system. Now we're ready to start the second quarter. Stanley County in the first quarter with 134 yards of offense to DePreece, 44 first downs to 189 yards rushing and 45 yards passing for the Buffs. Second and 11 at the DePree 36. They hand it to Brady. Looks for room at left guard. Not a lot there. He's brought down across the 35, maybe the 34 or 3. Braden Turveen Smith was in there first, along with Braden Turveen Smith. And that one is right on the 34-yard line of DePree. Third down and 9. Stanley County, 2 of 3. Remember the 30-yard play that converted that first down a few plays ago, a couple of plays ago. They needed 10 then. They need 9 here. Third and 9, DePree 34. There are no wideouts. There's a wing to the right. They run out of the eye. Play fake down the middle. Open is Frost, and it's a little behind him, and he couldn't hang on. It's incomplete. Frost tried to reach back over his left shoulder inside the 20-yard line, but the ball was just a little bit underthrown, and Frost couldn't turn back in time to reach it. Well, interesting decision here. Blaze Frost is the punter, and he comes out. They're at the DePree 34, so certainly a decision to make here with 57 seconds gone in the fourth quarter, and they're going to keep the offense on the field. Fourth down and 9, Stanley County, and by the way, on fourth down this year, they struggled too. They're 1 for 7. Trips to the right, roll right by Brock Zabe. Throws right side once, Hansen, and he is able to come down to the ground but not hang on to the ball. Well covered by Trent Thorstenson. Well, the impact with the ground caused the ball to come out of Hansen's hands. They almost had a big play to convert the fourth down, but instead give it to DePree at their own 34 with 10:56 left in the first half. And Stanley County leading this game by a score of 12-8. And hey, you're saying, hey, dummy, what about the Pierre score? 14-0 Pierre leading in Brookins under a minute left in the first quarter. Brian has that on River 92-7. No, I'm not going to forget about the Governors. By the way, they're at home on Saturday night again next week. First and 10 DePree from their 34, down 12-8. Thorstenson, the quarterback, sends a man in motion, hands off to Turveen Smith, and hit at the line of scrimmage, may have fallen forward for a yard. And good play there by Brock Zabe to stop him. He did gain a yard. And DePree with a second down and 9 from their 35. Only 20 players dressed, but yeah, this is, we can tell already, an improved team from the one that was here a year ago. Playing pretty confidently so far, and of course it was the interception that set up their touchdown. Second and 9 from their 35. Cameron Deckley over the ball now, and Thorstenson, the quarterback, is under center. With a pitch left to Turveen Smith. Left numbers 40, 45 to the midfield stripe. Out of bounds in Stanley County territory at the 49. Turveen Smith run out of bounds, but he gives DePree a first down. As again, the Tigers are able to move it.
That'll bring up a first and 10 for the Tigers. That's the Buffalo's 49-yard line.
That's a 16-yard play. For the second first down of the game for DePree. Trailing Stanley County 12-8. Just about 2 minutes gone. Second quarter. Clock frozen as the play was out of bounds. Craig Thorstenson under center again on first and 10 at the Stanley County 49. drops back under some pressure, brought down. Noah Baldwin brings him down back at his 35. He'll spot it at the 36, so it's a 15-yard loss. But what Baldwin just had Thorstenson going in the wrong direction.
The officials want the ball at the Tiger 36-yard line.
It is back. My goodness, back at the 36-yard line.
That'll bring up a second
up Dupree, down. A 15-yard loss, second down and 25.
25 yards to go.
Great pursuit by Baldwin. And the sophomore now has 2.5 sacks. Second down, 25, Dupree. Not where they want to be at their 36-yard line. And now, and Coach Cody Eden's going to take his second timeout. We'll take an Agtegra timeout, too. But 9:15 left in the first half, 12-8. Stanley County leading Dupree. And we'll return in 30 seconds here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
So Dupree in a bit of a hole here. Second down, but they need 25 at their 36. After this Agtegra timeout, Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. So Dupree will only one timeout left, and now they're second and 25 from their 36-yard line. Four-man front. Here comes the blitz. Oh, Baldwin came across the line of scrimmage with no inducement. So that'll be a free 5 yards for Dupree. And, hey, Noah was just a little eager. Made a great play a moment ago. Oh, pardon me. There was a flinch on the Dupree offensive line. So, it is a false start, and that puts Dupree in even a bigger mess back to their 31. Now it is second and 30. You don't have too many plays for this. Second penalty on Dupree. Stanley County's also been penalized twice. Second and 30 from their 31 for Dupree. And a bit of a stack with two receivers each way. They're spread way out, number to number. High snap. Thorstenson's able to take it. Throws a right, and it is incomplete. A little bit behind Brewer, covered well there.
Number one,
by Barrett Schweitzer.
Number seven, Barrett Schweitzer to defend the pass.
And that'll make it a third down and 30. Thorstenson, 1 for 3 now. One completion.
That'll bring up a third down.
Was
for the Tigers.
A first down play. But Dupree need something big here on third and 30. Boy, they had the play to make it into Stanley County territory, and now they're third and 30 from their 31. McClellan and Brewer are wide to the right. Two men wide to the left, too. Shotgun for Thorstenson sends Brewer in motion, and the handoff intended for him, but then fallen upon by Trey White Wolf. That was a live ball, and White Wolf fell on it back at around the 28-yard line. That's a loss of 3 more, and Dupree, which looked to be in just great shape, instead has fourth down.
Looks like we got Schweitzer and Hansen back. Deep
Brewer
the punt
in punt formation. Chase Hansen, Barrett Schweitzer waiting back at around their 45. Field position could be good. Line drive kick. Hansen takes it at his 43. Chase is left to midfield to the 45. 40 left sideline, 35-yard line, and down to the Dupree 30-yard line. Good run back there before the hit was made by Brandon Jewett. But Hansen, all the way from his 43 down to the 30-yard line of Dupree, that's 27 yards.
First and 10 at the 30-yard line for the Buffaloes.
And with 8:24 left in the first half, Stanley County with a 12-8 lead. Penalties, good defense, hurting Dupree a moment ago after they've been in Stanley County territory. Now let's see if the Buffs can take advantage. First and 10 at the Dupree 30. They send Frost in motion. Fumble snap! Able to fall on it as Colton Brady back at the 37. And they send men in motion. Frost was across, but the snap was a little bit behind Brock Zabe, but able to fall on it. And back at the 36.
That'll bring up a second 15 for your Buffaloes.
Was Colton Brady. Back at the 36, it'll be second down and 16 for Stanley County. One turnover in this game, a Stanley County interception that led to a pre-touchdown. Zabe under center on second down. A couple of steps, throws down the middle. He wants a man, and it's dropped. Oh, it's dropped by Blaze Frost. That has been a little bit of an issue so far. And again, you're talking about young players here playing in varsity for the first time. But there were drops, remember, in the game a couple of weeks ago against Sully Buttes here. And Blaze may have looked downfield before he brought that ball into his hands. Instead of 6 points, it's now third down and 16 for Stanley County at Dupree's 36. Well, they've missed a couple of third downs in a row, Stanley County. Still 2 for 4. Still in the huddle with 8:07 left in the first half. They break out of it and send Frost slot left. Can't send wide left, and the wide man to the right is Paxton Deal. A roll right by Zabe. He wants Deal, who makes the catch at the 30, but that's all brought down right there by Cruz Berkland. So they only make it back to the original line of scrimmage.
Fourth and 10 for your Buffaloes.
Fourth down, and you would imagine here that the offense for the Bus would stay on the field, and it will. Still 7:43 left in a pretty interesting first half. Stanley County's on top, 12-8. They scored the first couple of times that they had the football in this game. Touchdown pass from Zabe to Hansen. Touchdown run by Colton Brady. Dupree came back with a touchdown run by Thorstenson. Stanley County taking a long time in this huddle with 7:18 left in the half.
Looks like we have a timeout.
And now Stanley County is going to take their second timeout. It's an Actegra timeout. And we'll take one, two. 7:16 left first half at Ole Williamson Field in Fort Pierre. Still Stanley County 12 and Dupree 8. And we'll return in 30 seconds here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Hi, this is Jenna with Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our competitive rates and refinance with us. We offer the first 90 days no payment and $75 in your pocket after finalization. Come see us at 1525 North Garfield Avenue and see why we are big on you. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. All deposits insured up to $250,000 by NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Kind of bogged down just a little. The best way for Stanley County brought it to the 3-3. Remember again that it will be an off week for the Bus next week. 2 weeks they head to Tyndall to play Bonham. Make note of the start time now on Friday, September 16th. We'll be with you here on KGFX at 4:30. A little bit of an earlier start than normal in 2 weeks. High school football on KGFX is brought to you by Yes Way, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre. Stanley County with a third and 10 at the Dupree 30, right hash wide side left. Two receivers right and one to the left. Hansen in motion from right to left. Fake at the end. Throw down the middle for Schweitzer. Wide open 20, 10, all alone. Touchdown, Stanley County. Enough of a fake and Barrett Schweitzer, as he did on the play earlier. No one around him. That time he did not fall. And the fourth down turns into a touchdown for Stanley County, and their lead is 10 at 18-8. With 7:10 left in the first half, and, well, that play really has worked twice. That time it goes for points. There wasn't anybody within 10 yards of Barrett Schweitzer. They'll keep the offense in the field and try to make it a 12-point lead. Two receivers left and one to the right. Hansen in motion from right to left this time. Let me get a third receiver on the left, but now a whistle will stop play. As everybody stands up and wonders why. because Stanley County is called for lining up in the neutral zone.
And they will try it from the 8-yard line.
So now that will set them back to the 8, which will make this 2-point conversion a little bit tougher. 18-8 is now the Stanley County lead. For Schweitzer, his first rushing, first passing reception touchdown. Third of the season and second of the game for Brock Zabe.
Zabe, shotgun formation, twins right.
Two receivers
left.
To the left, two to the right. Hansen, as before, in motion from right to left. Brady in the backfield behind Zabe as they try for two. Snap back to Brock. And a pitch left to Hansen, trying to turn the right corner. He is to the five near the pylon, and he's in for two. The play got stretched out a little bit, but the pitch worked. Chase Hansen and Stanley County has a 12-point lead, and we'll take a break. 7-10 left first half here at Ole Williamson Field. Stanley County 20, Dupree 8, and we're back in 30 seconds here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
Fourth play, 30-yard scoring drive for Stanley County. It took a minute 14, ended with the touchdown pass. 30 yards from Brock Zabe to Barrett Schweitzer. Tyler Leiferman set to kick for Stanley County. Bobby Brewer back deep along with Tervine Smith. As they come up to their own 20, the ball is set on the tee on the side, but he does kick it straight and kicks it left. Comes in a bounce at his 24 to Brewer. Cuts left at the 30 to his 35 and down near the 38-yard line. Of course, Cass Richardson brought him down.
And Landon Babe.
So Brewer is able to bring it back for Dupree to
Bobby Brewer, your return man.
Their 38-yard line.
Tiger ball,
Dupree went the wrong way the last time.
And
they start this time from their 38. 20-8 Stanley County. 7 minutes to go in this first half. 166 yards of total offense so far for Stanley County.
Tigers jog up to the line.
Just 39 for Dupree. We're first and 10 from their 38. Thorstenson in the shotgun. Split backs behind him. Thorstenson with a screen up the middle to his 38, 40, 41-yard line to Trey Whitehall. And wrapped up at the hip by Colton Brady as Whitehall was still able to make it forward for four. It was 42-yard line.
Sound
like a bad play on first down. A little bubble screen. Well designed. Cross them up a little bit with that sort of formation and then throw the ball down the middle. Call it a 4-yard gain. Second down and 6 from their 42 for Dupree. Clock runs with 6:25 left in the first half. 20-8 Stanley County is on top. Thank you for joining us
what's
becoming a very pleasant Friday evening. Not terribly hot today. Still some wind out of the north. Dupree going with it in the second quarter. Thorstenson under center. He sends Whitehall in motion. And Thorstenson with a keeper around the right side. Can't turn that corner because Barrett Schweitzer caught up with him behind the line. Thorstenson tried, but ends up.
Third down.
That'll count as a sack because it's behind the line of scrimmage. There's Schweitzer with a sack. In fact, it's a loss of 5 yards back to the 37-yard line. And Dupree again, not where they want to be. Third and long. They're third and 11, and they're only 1 of 4 on third down in this game. 5:33 in the first half. 20-8, Stanley County leading Dupree with a football. No wideouts here, so let's see what sort of play fake, they try here if they try one. No, it's a straight drop back by Thorstenson. Here comes pressure. Hanson almost had him. He's able to break away from it and bring it back to his 35, but Cash Richardson stops him there, so there's another sack. Thorstenson just didn't have anywhere to go.
That'll bring up a fourth down.
Because Hanson had the pressure. Dupree went the wrong way again. And from their 35, it's fourth down, and they have to go in punt formation again. Well, they had a lot of confidence on their scoring drive, but Stanley County's defense has come through since. Schweitzer and Hanson stand back at their 35. The left-footed kicker, nice Brewer. This one's a little better. Backs Schweitzer to his 33, 35, 40, and then he is ratted right there. And a nice play by Trey White Wolf.
40-yard line.
Schweitzer returned it
about a 5-yard return
to the Stanley County 40-yard line, and that is where Stanley County will begin. I'm going to spot that back at the 37. Well, I thought there was more forward progress than that. But anyway, Stanley County will begin there with 4:38 left in the first half. Stanley County leading this game by a score of 20-8. Twins baseball back here on KGFX tomorrow from, what are they calling that place now? Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago. Twins and the White Sox. It's at 5:30. We'll tell you how the Twins are doing at halftime. First and 10 for SC from their 37. And in motion, Hanson, and takes that handoff as he comes from left to right. Cuts up to the 40 and then brought down at his 41. Pursued there by Trek Thorstenson. On a play that Stanley County has used quite a bit.
Make it 3 yards, second and seven on their own 41-yard line.
Second down. Getting just outside the 41. Second down and a long six. Three receivers to the right. That's the short side. Hanson goes in motion again, this time from right to left. Snap and low. And the throw left is to Hanson. And he's able to catch it, but he was on a knee as he did. The throw was low. Hanson had to come down to a knee to make the catch.
Third and six.
They only gained about a half yard on that play. So now third down and six for SC from their 41. They've missed on three third down tries in a row after converting the first two. 3:28 clock runs first half. It is a 20-8 Stanley County lead over Dupree. Each team with one timeout remaining. Stanley County, purple tops on their home field. From left to right, two receivers to the right. The sophomore Blaise Frost, the freshman Paxton Deal.
This was on the field.
A long time to talk about this play. Now Stanley County will use their last timeout of this first half, an Actegra timeout. With 3:11 left in the first half, we will also take it. Stanley County with a 20-8 home lead over Dupree. We'll return in 30 seconds on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre has cover crop seed for your fields. Cover crops hold soil in place, prevent the leaching of nitrogen from fields, help lower expenses by reducing the need for nitrogen fertilizers and pesticides, improve productivity by increasing the fertility and water-holding capability of soil, and make soil more resilient. Sioux Nation has cane, common vetch, lentil, millet, oats, radish, rape, Sudan, and turnip seeds for use in cover crops, or they can mix your custom blend for you. Call Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, 223-2427.
Your Actegra timeout, acres ahead to maximize your farm's earning potential. Straight from the start, contact your local Actegra cooperative today.
All right, looks like our team's
winning. Stanley County with the 12-point lead, but they could use this third down conversion. They need six from their 41. Third down and six, and still it is Frost and Deal wide to the right. Receivers to the left. They line up at the left hash. White side is to the right. Broad save in the shotgun, the junior. Takes the snap. Protection's pretty good. Throws down the left side. Schweitzer open again. Caught it. 38 of Dupree. 30. Right down the middle. 20. 10. 5. 5, baby. Touchdown, Stanley County. Brock Zabe and Barrett Schweitzer connect again. This time, it's a 41-yard play. We're a 59-yard play. 40, 59, and 41 is 100. And to Stanley County. Well, they convert the third down and convert into a touchdown. And once again, you keep going that with that play until it does not work. as again, no one, and it was right in the middle of the field, was near Barrett Schweitzer.
Looks like the Buffaloes will
and
go for two.
Sabe and Schweitzer are on their way to pretty good nights, as we'll tell you in a moment, after Stanley County goes for two. They're up 26-8 now with 3:04 remaining in the first half, and Brock Sabe rolls to the right, slings it to the right side, and nearly intercepted. It is incomplete, but Stanley County increases the lead. We'll take another break with 3:04 left in the first half in Fort Pierre. It is Stanley County 26, Dupree 8. And we'll return in 30 seconds here on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
You know that feeling? The feeling that things couldn't get any better? It's you at your best. Being your best means owning your health. It means not only meeting your goals, but crushing them, then setting new ones. Partner with an Avera primary care provider. We are right here to help you create health goals so you can feel your best and move forward to your healthiest self. Learn more at avera.org/checkup. Avera, moving health forward.
Next scoring drive for Stanley County, 63 yards and only three plays, taking a minute and 34 seconds. As Schweitzer was found again, four catches for Barrett, now 128 yards.
Trey White, Whoop, Mommy Brewer, deep for your Tigers.
Tyler Leiferman will kick off for Stanley County, who now leads 26-8 with 3:04 left in this first half. And Brewer watches this one, doesn't go out of bounds, so Bobby picks it up at his 18, cuts left, breaks an ankle tackle, 20, doesn't break a second tackle. He's down at his 24. Landon Bain, who's made a couple of special teams plays, made a good one there. Brewer thought that ball was going to bounce, keep bouncing left out of bounds, and when it did not, and Brewer had to pick it up, that left Bain time to pursue him, and Dupree will start from their 24. Brock Zabe is now 8 of 13, 140 yards passing and the two touchdowns. And Stanley County, which had a total of 292 yards offense in the first two games, has 229 in the first half tonight, and lead 26-8. 2:53 left first half here at Ole Williamson Field in Fort Pierre on what is becoming a very pleasant Friday evening. Trek Thorstenson under center. Let's see if Dupree airs it out again. Down 18 points. And off to Brewer. Not much there because Noah Baldwin and Brock Zabe combined to stop him.
You're going nowhere.
Not at the line, behind the line of scrimmage. It's a loss of a yard. And some negative plays are not helping Dupree. They've had a couple of penalties that didn't help either, but the Stanley County defense is really showing well. 2:27 in the first half. Dupree with one timeout, second at 11 from their 23, trailing Stanley County by a score of 26-8. The man in the backfield is Brewer, takes the pitch, wants a block, has one from his quarterback, but is only down to about his 26. Thorstenson just shoved a man out of the way, and then Brewer was brought in by Paxton Deal, and Brewer is up and struggling a little bit. He is, in fact, hobbling a little bit, spotted, in fact, at the 25-yard line, a gain of two, still leads third down and long for Dupree. Third and nine, they're only one out of five on third down in this game. And ever since their scoring drive, they've been backed up in their territory and often not going the correct direction for them. White Wolf and Brewer to the right. Brewer in the slot. White Wolf is wide. That's the wide side. High snap goes over the head of Thorstenson, but a whistle stops the play. Well, that may be an enormous break for Dupree, even if the penalty is on them, because Thorstenson had to go back to his 10-yard line. And well, certainly is against Dupree. We'll see what the signal is. Yeah, it's a full start back to the 20. But as I say, that's a big break because Thorstenson was standing back at the 10 when he took that ball. So it is back to the 20-yard line and a third down and 14 now for Dupree on their third penalty. 1:05 left in the first half. Stanley County, good start for the Buffs tonight. They lead it by a score of 26-8 over Dupree. Both teams looking for their first victory. Clock runs again, now to a minute left in the half. Third and 14, Dupree from their 20. Two receivers to the right. In the shotgun, it's Thorstenson. Takes the snap. He stands at his 13. Little bit of pressure. He has to scramble. He's brought down. From the shirt tail, Tyler Leiferman has the fifth sack in this first half for Stanley County. Just a little bit of a tug, and Leiferman made the stop and brought Thorstenson down at his 14 for a loss of six. 26 seconds now.
Fourth and about 20 yards.
And Dupree.
Bobby Brewer dropping back to punt.
You would imagine that if they don't have to snap the football, they may not here. It's down to 13 seconds. Brewer is standing back near his end zone. At the Stanley County 40, or the Dupree 45, are Hansen and Schweitzer, but Dupree does not have to snap the ball. They won't take the chance. A good first half for the Stanley County Buffaloes on both ends of the ball. They could be on their way to their first win of the season. The defense did its job, and the offense has gotten going. Our halftime score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard here at Ole Williamson Field in Fort Pierre is the Stanley County Buffaloes 26, the Dupree Tigers 8. Wagner Auto, it's South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre since 1908. We'll go over what has happened in this first half. We'll run down stats and look at other scores, too, when we bring you our halftime report. And we'll start it when we come back to Fort Pierre in 3 minutes. A three-minute break. This is high school football on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
With Yesway Rewards, members buy stuff, get points, and earn smiles. Redeemable for everything from free stuff to savings on snacks, meals and beverages, and discounts on gas. Join now at yesway.com. Yesway, say yes to convenience.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Now you can book flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at denverairconnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a 1 hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
Hi, this is Jenna with Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our competitive rates and refinance with us. We offer the first 90 days no payment and $75 in your pocket after finalization. Come see us at 1525 North Garfield Avenue and see why we are big on you. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. All deposits insured up to $250,000 by NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll dig on you.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Improvement on both sides of the ball from the Stanley County Buffaloes has led them to a 26-8 halftime lead over the Dupree Tigers at Ole Williamson Field in Fort Pierre. I'm David Burrow. Our studio coordinator is Trinity Pearson. We're very glad to have you with us tonight. Reminder, watch this game at the KGFX page at drgnews.com and at the DRG News app brought to you by Golden Buffalo. Our video coverage is brought to you by Bauman Lumber. And don't forget, Bauman Lumber will present our player of the game in our post-game show tonight. So stay tuned after the game for that. Stanley County had the football first and took less than 2 minutes to score in six plays. A 65-yard drive ended with a 10-yard touchdown pass from Brock Zabe to Chase Hansen. 6-0 after the two-pointer did not work. Second time Stanley County had the ball, scored again. A 35-yard drive ended with a Colton Brady 5-yard touchdown run. Again, the two-pointer didn't work, but Stanley County led 12-0. Third time the Buffs had the ball, an interception. And that one was by Dupree, by Roper Eaton, and that set up a short drive for the Tigers, a 30-yard drive, which Trek Thorstenson ended with a 1-yard keeper, and they went for two and made it just under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, and Stanley County's lead was down to 12-8. But after that, Stanley County's moved the ball better again, and Dupree saw the brunt of the Stanley County offense, which had a big first half. In fact, 4 sacks in that first half by the Buffs. Just about midway through the second quarter, Zane found Barrett Schweitzer wide open for a 30-yard score. The two-pointer worked this time. It was 20-8, just over 7 minutes left in the half, and then with just over 3 minutes left in the half, a 59-yard play on third down. That was a fourth-down play, the first touchdown from Zabe to Schweitzer. The second one, Schweitzer again wide open down the middle, a 59-yard scoring play. Two-pointer didn't work, but Stanley County with a halftime lead of 26-8. And this offense, which in the first two games has averaged only 146 yards, already has 229 tonight for SC, 69 yards rushing, 160 passing. Dupree only 37 yards of offense in the first half, a total of 2 yards rushing and 35 passing, 6 first downs for Stanley County to Dupree's 2. And the Buffs had the throwing game going well. Brock Zabe, 8 of 13, 160 yards, 3 touchdowns, was picked off once, but Barrett Schweitzer, 4 catches, the 2 big ones for the scores, 128 yards. Chase Hansen, 2 catches for 10. Blaze Frost, 1 for 16. Paxton Deal, 1 for 6. Deal is leading Stanley County in rushing with 34 yards, almost as many as Dupree has as a team. 29 for Chase Hansen on 4 carries. Colton Brady held to 7 yards on 6 carries. Schweitzer, 1 for -1. For Dupree, Trent Thorstenson, 2 for 4, 35 yards passing. Braden Turveen-Smith is the Tigers' leading rusher, 26 yards on 6 carries. Bobby Brewer, 3, but for only 1 yard. Trey Whitewolf, 1, -3. And Thorstenson, as we say, he has been sacked 4 times. So 7 carries, -22. Blake McClellan, Trey Whitewolf have 1 catch each. The sacks for the Buffs were by Cash Richardson, Noah Baldwin, Chase Hansen, and Barrett Schweitzer for 31 yards in losses. In fact, there were 6 tackles for losses for Stanley County in the first half as the defense really did its job. And Dupree will have the football first to start the second half. They're going to need a good drive. Now down 18 points to Stanley County. It is a 26-8 score. Some other scores to tell you about, but first we have to keep things legal. Let's pause here for station identification.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KTFX Pier. Rebroadcasting on K276 GT 103.1 FM, Fort Pierre. Eyes on the road, not on your phone.
Well, let's look at that scoreboard. First and 9-man football. Jones County coming off a win last week, leading in White River, 16-0 with 8 minutes to go in the first half of that game. How about this one in Platte? Platte Geddes taking on the second-ranked team in 9A, Gregory. No score at halftime. Platte Geddes, of course, lost their opener last week. Kimball Whitelake giving Howard all they want. That's in Howard tonight. Howard, the top-ranked team in 9A. Kimball Whitelake only trailing 9-6 at halftime. And listen to this. Canastota, top-ranked team in 9AA, or 9A, that is trailing Byberg Curley at halftime. That is a 20-8 score. Looking at other action from teams around Central South Dakota, 9-8. Oh, good one, as we figured it would be in Presho. 2-0 Lyman, 2-0 Kadoka area. And they're tied at 6 with just under a minute to play in the first half of that game. Other scores. Harriet Selby area all over Lemon McIntosh, 40-6 just before halftime. That game being played in Harriet tonight. Faulkton area is leading Potter County in Gettysburg. The Battlers struggled and lost to Sully Butte last week. Now Potter County has just scored, as we say that, but they're still down 34-16 to Faulkton area with just under a minute left in the first half. And Sully Butte keeps rolling. Beat Stanley County in week one, beat Potter County last week, and they're leading Langford area 30-8 in Langford with just a minute left in the first half. So Sully Butte's playing well again. In 11B, Miller Highmore Herald trailing Jim River in Menno 18-0 under a minute left in the second quarter there. Winner well on their way to win number 26 in a row. The top-ranked Warriors lead in Webster over Webster area 56-8. That's just before halftime. So at least the second half will get started in that game, but it may not last long. 11-8 Chamberlain, long trip for them to North Sioux City in the trailing Dakota Valley at halftime 34-0. Darren Boyle has that game on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. And in 11AA, well, you know that the Peer Governors know that they'd lost to the Brookings Bobcats in the regular season the last couple of years. There have been there was a playoff victory. Well, the Governors, who scored 54 in their opening win last Saturday night at home over Aberdeen Central, are leading Brookings at Dana J. Dykhouse Stadium at the half 34-0. And Brian Oakland has that game on River 92.7. Next Friday, the Governors don't play. There's volleyball next Friday night for the Governors out in Sturgis on River 92.7 and in Spearfish Saturday afternoon next week. Don't forget the Governors in volleyball tomorrow at Aberdeen Central on River 92.7 at 2:30. But Governor football is on Saturday next week at home against Mitchell. 1060 103.1 KGFX, your home for Minnesota Twins baseball. The Twins are starting a series with the White Sox in Chicago tonight, a series that we will pick up here on KGFX tomorrow at 5:30. And tonight, the Twins have a 2-0 lead at the end of three innings of play. Good baseball being played lately by the Twins, coming off of that loss the other evening to Boston, but they're only a game behind the American League Central Division leader Cleveland, and the Seattle Mariners are all over the Guardians tonight. They lost the last two games of their series to Baltimore, and now the Guardians are trailing Seattle 6-0 as they play in Cleveland in the bottom of the sixth. So the Twins may be with a chance to move into a tie for the American League Central lead at the end of this night. Again, 5:30 tomorrow for Twins baseball here on KGFX from Chicago against the White Sox. 12 noon on Sunday, starting with Inside Twins. And then the Twins road trip will continue in New York against the Yankees, who had such an amazing start. They tailed off a little bit. They're still comfortably in front in the American League East, but they've been at least beatable in the last 6 weeks or so. The Twins will have four in New York with the Yankees starting on Labor Day Monday, 11:30 here on KGFX. And then 5:30 Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And reminding you again that Stanley County does not play next week, so we will have the Twins. Oh, that's going to be a big series against the Cleveland Guardians at Target Field next weekend. So we'll have all three games of that Guardians-Twins weekend series here on KGFX starting on Friday next week. In fact, the Twins still have to go to Cleveland one more time. They've got another five-game series there. They're going to have to play a day-night doubleheader. Cleveland has had all sorts of postponements, and they played 12 home doubleheaders already, and they're going to have to play another one a couple of weeks from tomorrow against the Twins. Well, you know that head coach Max Foltz and assistants Tate Gabriel and Damon Hoffdieser and Joey Fisher have to be pretty happy with this first half. Stanley County leading 26-8. But the offense has been able to move the ball tonight. You mentioned the big yardage advantage that the Buffs have so far in this game. 229 to only 37 for Dupree, and the defense has done the job as they have brought down quarterback Trey Thorstenson four times, and they're doing this without Nathaniel Nelson on the offensive line. Nelson, whose junior season was beset by injuries, not playing in this one, but still Stanley County doing the job on both sides of the line, and they have the 18-point halftime lead over Dupree as dusk falls over Ole Williamson Field in Fort Pierre. That's our halftime report. The second half is coming up for you. From Fort Pierre, the Stanley County Buffaloes looking for win number one, leading the Dupree Tigers, who are also looking for win number one. It's 26-8 SC over Dupree. We'll take a two-minute break, and then we'll come back with the second half of action. More for you in 2 minutes. This is high school football at the KGFX page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com and on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Have you ever wondered what the benefits are of becoming a Owyhee Federal Credit Union member? At Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we reinvest profits in you. We do this in the form of lower interest rates, higher dividends, and low to no fees. So come check us out or come in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre, because at Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we treat our members like they own the place because, well, they do.
Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Hi, this is Jenna with Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our competitive rates and refinance with us. We offer the first 90 days no payment and $75 in your pocket after finalization. Come see us at 1525 North Garfield Avenue and see why we are big on you. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. All deposits insured up to $250,000 by NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll dig on you.
Just about to begin here at Ole Williamson Field in Fort Pierre. I'm David Burrell. Our studio coordinator is Trinity Pearson. Jody Brozek is here. How about that? Running the video for us, and we thank him for doing that. We thank you for being with us. Stanley County Buffaloes starting this Labor Day weekend so far well. A 26-8 lead over the Dupree Tigers, and Dupree will have the chance to receive the second half kickoff and try to reverse what has not been a good trend. The touchdown came for them, remember, off that interception by Roper Eaton. And that cut the Stanley County lead.
So that'll bring us to the second half.
To 12-8. And here's what's happened since then for Dupree on offense. Minus 6 yards and a punt. Minus 3 yards and a punt. Minus 4 yards.
The Stanley County Buffaloes band for the great.
And the first half ended. So a minus 13 in the last three possessions of the first half for Dupree. That won't get you anywhere. And Cody Eaton encouraging his team at the half. And again, a more competitive team than they were last year. Their opener against Faith on the road, they led by 13-0 with 6 minutes left before the Longhorns came back to win, before Dupree lost their home opener last week to Lemon McIntosh 28-6. They go to Timberlake next week, so a tough test awaits them. Again, no action for the Buffaloes next week. They will next play after tonight in Tyndall against Bonham on Friday, September 16th. Remember, make note of a little bit earlier starting time. 4:30 here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX. Again, that's 2 weeks from today,
right,
on Friday, the 16th of September. Tyler Leiferman will kick off for Stanley County. Trey Rywolf and Bobby Brewer stand back for Dupree at about their own 11-yard line. Stanley County from left to right in this third quarter in their purple tops, gold pants mainly. White tops, purple pants for the Dupree Tigers, purple and gold, both teams' colors. Second half kickoff brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. And here it is from Leiferman. Little pooch kick. Brewer runs up on it at his 25-yard line. Cuts left at the 30 to the 35, trying to make it outside and spun forward to his 40-yard line. Good play by him, Rago, on special teams, but still a good return there by Bobby Brewer, and gives Dupree pretty good field position. Rogo brought him down at the Dupree 40-yard line. So again, the field position not too bad here for Dupree, but we've told you what they've done in their last three drives. Treg Thorstenson in the shotgun. He has two receivers to the right and two to the left. Line up in the middle of the field here. He looks at a four-man front. Thorstenson back to throw. Right. Intercepted. Barrett Schweitzer at his 44 to the 40. 35 inside the 30 and down at the 29-yard line. Barrett Schweitzer.
He'll be first and 10.
Has the interception. The fourth for Stanley County this season. They had three, remember, against Sully Buttes. Couldn't take advantage of any of them. But Schweitzer here brings this one back right to the Dupree 30-yard line. It is a 13-yard return. 20 seconds gone in the third quarter.
And Zabe
with a throw on the left side for Hanson. Overthrown and intercepted by Cruz Berkwind. Berkwind is from his 23 back to the 25 and near the 30-yard line. So interceptions on back-to-back plays. And that gives it right back.
At about the 24-yard line, Tiger ball at the 24, first and 10.
Dupree, good play there. Wasn't an easy catch for Cruz Berkwind. But he stepped right in front of Hanson. The coverage very good there. And Dupree at their own 24 has the football back with 11 and a half left in the third quarter.
Thorstenson under center.
Second interception of the game by Zabe. Thorstenson on first down for Dupree, and taking it is Brewer, and there are three buffs waiting for him. Zabe was there. Leiferman was there, too. And dropped Brewer for a loss of a yard back to the 23-yard line.
That'll be a loss of about 1 yard. Give it the second and 11 for the Tigers.
And again, not positive yardage for Dupree. Quick McClellan brings a play in. Dupree second at 11 from their 23. Just underway in the third quarter. We've already had back-to-back interceptions.
McClellan under center.
McClellan is the one who comes under center this time. And the pitch to the left is to Trey Whitewolf, but he is upended as he only made it to his 25 by Brock Zabe. Zabe grabbed him by the ankle and held Whitewolf to a gain of only two, and again, Dupree looks up, and it's third and long, third and nine here. They're only one of five on third down. Not even 2 minutes into the third quarter, and it's the third possession already. The first two were one-play interceptions. Dupree, third and nine from their 25. And it is McClellan again who lines up in the shotgun formation with split backs between him. Snap back to Quake and a screen caught by Whitewolf to the 30, 35 first down. He's to his 40 and brought down with an ankle tackle at his 46-yard line. Paxton Deal made the stop.
He gets the ball out to about the 47-yard line. yard line. Time's running.
But a good play there from McClellan to White Wolf. And Dupree is out to their 47, just their third first down of this game, a game of 22 yards. First and 10, Dupree from their 47. Just over 2.5 minutes gone in the third quarter. McClellan under center now. Here's a handoff to Brewer up the middle. A couple yards to his 49-yard line. Trying to go right down the middle. And staying right with him there was Tyler Lieberman, and held him to a gain of a couple of yards. High school football on KGFX is brought to you by Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Pier Regional Airport, Access Health Fort, Pier Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, Oahu Federal Credit Union, and Ferding Electric. Dupree has a second down and 8 from their 49, from right to left. Still a little bit of wind, not as much as there was earlier. What wind there is, Dupree's moving with it. It's out of the north. Two receivers right and two to the left.
Once again,
McClellan, the quarterback, deep formation again with Brewer, or it is Fletcher Berkland beside him, and Fletcher takes it across the 50 and to the Stanley County 48 before Colton Brady made the stop. Scott it actually at the 47-yard line, so only third and manageable here for Dupree, which hasn't happened much for them lately. If it's third and 8 or 9 or longer, had a third and 30 at one point. Well, they're third and only 4 here at SC's 47. If they can do something here, they can still make a game out of this. Stanley County leads 26-8 over Dupree. Still 4 minutes gone right now in the third quarter of play. Dupree converted a moment ago. They're 2 of 6 on third down. Braden Turvey and Smith is to the right along with Roper Eaton and Bobby Brewer. Three receivers that way. Blake McClellan at quarterback this time. He's under center. And pitches left to Trey White Wolf, and he's forced out of bounds. Couldn't turn that corner. And he made it only to the Stanley County 46-yard line. Paxton Deal made sure he had no room and forced him out of bounds. Gain of only a yard. Fourth down, and you wouldn't imagine Dupree would be kicking here with 7:42 left in the third quarter, down by 18 and needing just 3 yards. Nope, that offense will stay out there. Blake McClellan, Trek Thorstenson, well, he's being looked at on the bench. McClellan's the quarterback right now. Two receivers each way for Clayton, the shotgun, and he hands off right up the middle and wide open room to the 40-yard line on first down for Dupree. That is Matthew Lemke. Now, he wears a big number, but he did report, and he ran right up the middle for the first down to the 40-yard line.
Colton Brady
of Stanley County before Colton Brady was able to finally stop him, but a gain of 6, and Dupree has doubled their first down total for the night in this drive. Their first and 10 at the Stanley County 40-yard line. And a little delay on the handoff. Brewer breaks one tackle, 39, 38, no more than that. Paxton Deal finished him off along with Aaron Cantu.
Aaron Cantu with his first tackle of the night.
And held Brewer to a gain of a couple. Dupree, well, they've got things to work on, too. A little more experience than Stanley County, but not a lot. They don't have many seniors. Thornston, we've mentioned him, is one. And they have only one other senior, in fact, in Ezekiel Marshall. We say they only have 20 players dressed. Second and 8 at the Stanley County, 38 for Dupree, with 6:35 remaining in the third quarter. Stanley County on top of this game, 26. 2-8. McClellan back to throw. The lefty down the middle. Nice catch in some traffic at the 24-yard line by Brandon Jewett for a first down. And brought in by Deal. Good throw, too, and Jewett turned around just in time, timing just right. And Jewett has the catch. His first of the game. Right on the 25-yard line of Stanley County for a gain of 13.
First and 10 from the Buffaloes, 25.
Dupree first and 10, down 18 still. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Brewer with the handoff and trying to drag him down to save. His teammates help. After a gain of about a yard to the 24-yard line.
Tyler Lieberman there to finish him off.
Of Stanley County.
Second down, and about 10. He made it back to the line of scrimmage, so we're about at the 25.
Brewer's their main rusher, but 10. He hasn't done much. Only 4 yards total in seven carries.
Once again, McClellan under center.
Second down, long nine outside the Stanley County 24.
And
in motion, it's Wide Wolf up the middle, runs into a Stanley County player, but pushes him forward all the way to the 20-yard line. Wrapped up by Lieferman, but he carried Lieferman forward about 4 yards. That was good, tough running by White Wolf, and it leads a third and five for Dupree. And again, you would imagine two plays to make 5 yards here. Just inside the Stanley County 20, back of the ball is on the 20-yard line. 6.5 minute drive to this point by Dupree. Remember, it came off the Stanley County interception.
Buffalo 20 yard line.
Third and five at the Stanley County 20. Dupree 2 of 7 on third down. Man in motion, cross buck. Oh, McClellan ran into White Wolf, and that allowed Noah Baldwin to bring him down. Yeah, a little bit of a miscommunication there as men were in motion all over the place, and Noah Baldwin was able to make the stop on White Wolf. The loss is back to the 22 for a couple, and as we expected, Dupree keeps the offense on the field. Fourth down, they need seven at Stanley County's 22. Down 18 to SC, 26-8, 4:18 left in the third quarter. Wing to the left, they don't send anyone wide. They pitch at the White Wolf, and he is looking to throw. In double coverage, it's picked off. Paxton Deal has his third of the season, and he's brought down inside the 10-yard line. That was triple coverage all over Roper Eaton, who there was no way that ball was going to get to him.
Good pressure by Tyler Lieberman, number 55.
And Deal,
on the play.
Remember, he had two interceptions against Sully Buttes a couple of weeks ago. So a second interception. This one is by McClellan. And Deal brought it back to the 6-yard line of Stanley County. So Stanley County backed up in their own territory, but they have it back. That was a 7 minute and 25 second drive by Dupree, but it leads to nothing. Stanley County's first and 10 from their 6, from left to right. Zabe under center, and they hand off to Schweitzer up the middle, and Barrett is near the 10 yard line.
Picks up a couple yards, maybe three, bringing up a second down and 7 yards
to the 9.
Go. 7 to go.
.348 and the clock runs in the third quarter. 26-8 Stanley County. They will give a 3-yard gain to Barrett Schweitzer there. Now for Stanley County with this lead, maybe it's keep this running game going and take up a little time. 69 yards now rushing for Stanley County in this game. Second down and 7.
Power run.
From their own 9-yard line, left side, Brady, one tackle broken, 10, 15, 20, he has the first down. Left sideline, 25, and out of bounds near the 30. Brady was able to break one tackle, and then right in front of the Stanley County bench, he's able to give the Buffs the first down. They're all the way out to their 26. That's a gain of 17 yards.
26-yard line, first and 10 at their own 26.
24 yards now for Brady rushing, Deal 34. Hanson 29. 3:10 in the third. Stanley County leading 26-8, and they're first and 10 from their 26. Zabe has him at the left hash, wide side to the right. No wideouts this time here, and it is a pitch right to Brady. Tries to turn the corner, and he's upended behind the line of scrimmage. Well done there by Roper Eaton to bring him down behind the line. And the loss is back to the 24. It's a loss of 2. Well, Dupree has been able to string plays like that out pretty well this evening. Clock runs with 2.5 minutes left in the third. Don't forget Bauman Lumber. They'll bring you our player of the game following tonight's game here on KGFX. And remember, Stanley County's next action 2 weeks from today, Friday, September 16th, against Bonham in Tyndall. Stanley County taking plenty of time. They're second and 12 from their 24. Up 18 with 2:10 left in the third. 26-8 SC over Dupree. Hand off to Zabe and across puck. Handed to Brady right side. 30-35 down to his 36. Brady nearly was able to break away before Bobby Brewer brought him in.
Brought down by number one, Bobby Brewer.
With plenty of men in motion. Trying to cross up. Dupree, the 36, is right where the Buffs need it for the first down, and they have it on a 12-yard run.
From their own 37-yard line.
In fact, all the way to the 37. One more than they needed. And Brady now with 35 yards on 9 carries. First and 10. Stanley County moving the ball, and they're at their 37. This drive set up by an interception, third of the year.
Your Buffaloes back up to the line of scrimmage.
For Paxton Deal. Two receivers to the right, the wide side to the left. One man there is Abe in the shotgun. Brock sends Chase Hansen in motion from right to left. The handoff to him, but he's stacked up at the 35-yard line by a couple of Dupree Tigers. T. Burke
looks like maybe 32, Braden Tavreen Smith,
two.
And on the tackle. That'll bring up a second down, second and about 11 yards to go.
Loss is back to the 35. He lost a couple of second down and 12. Down to 1:10 in third quarter. That's moved along quickly because Dupree had the ball for 7.5 minutes in a drive that ended in an interception. Still 26-8 SC. Second down, 12 from their 35 for Stanley County. Hansen in motion from right to left. Now trips that way. One receiver right, shotgun for Zay, pitch right, Brady, 35, little juke and drive, 40, breaks the tackle. Outside the right numbers, midfield 40. 30 of Dupree, forced out of bounds there by Brewer. Now that little hesitation by Colton Brady. And the defenders couldn't catch up to him after Colton turned on the extra step. That gains all the way to the 31-yard line of Dupree for 34 yards. And Stanley County has first down number 9. Clock stop with 40 seconds left in the third. Well, that was a big stop on the interception by Paxton Deal, and Stanley County is trying to really turn this game in their favor. They're already up 18 with 40 seconds left third quarter. In easily the best game, and the first game wasn't too bad an effort. Last week, you know, not too bad, but playing outstanding. Some solid Buttes is a good team, too, but the Buffaloes have looked strong on both sides tonight. They're first and 10 at the Dupree 31-yard line, and a handoff Schweitzer up the middle. Follows the lead right over center, 27-yard line, maybe the 26, but a good first down game. They'll spot him for four.
That'll bring up a second and 6.
And three was brought in by Wait, McClellan. Clock runs 18 seconds. Stanley County doesn't have to snap the ball again in this third quarter if they don't want to, and it doesn't look like they will. So at the end of three, on the Wagner Auto scoreboard at Only Williamson Field in Fort Pierre, Stanley County 26, Dupree 8, Wagner Auto, the one place to go. Fourth quarter is next from Fort Pierre. We're back at 1 minute on 1060, 103.1 KTFS.
With the opportunity of current winter wheat prices, see the team at Sioux Nation Seed Warehouse in Fort Pierre for these varieties of certified winter wheat seed: AP Claire, Cy Wolverine, Cy Monument, AP18AX, Winter, WB Grandfield, Cy 517CL2, and Crescent AX. Certified seed will maximize your yields next harvest. Sioux Nation Seed Specialists recommend winter wheat varieties with proven potential for our area. At Sioux Nation, they can help you with all of your seed needs. Call 223-2427 to today. Yesway customers can now experience fun at a whole new level with Allsup's brand products like hearty and delicious world famous Allsup's burritos and Allsup's chimneys. Allsup's brand products now available at Yesway. Yesway, say yes to convenience.
Warriors Stanley County hoping they're 12 minutes from their first win of the season. They're at Only Williamson Field in Fort Pierre, and so are we. 26-8 Stanley County leading Dupree. I'm David Burrell, Trudy Pearson, our studio coordinator, and we thank you for joining us. Through three, Stanley County with 296 yards of offense, only 91 for Dupree, 136 yards on the ground. That's got to be as encouraging as anything, but Save having a good night passing with 160 yards. Stanley County with a second and six now from right to left. They're at the Dupree 27 as the fourth quarter begins. They have two receivers to the right and one to the left. Frost is the man to the left. And that little crossbuck play to Brady Room on the right side. He is to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. He's in. Colton Brady has run for his second touchdown of the game, and this one's from 27 yards. And Brady, it's been kind of hit and miss for him the first couple of weeks, but not tonight. That one has him over 90 yards on the ground. And Stanley County improves the lead to 32-8. As the rushing game continues to excel this evening for SC. In fact, it's 96 yards now for Colton Brady on 11 carries with the two scores.
Looks like the Buffaloes are going to go to two. Twins go for
keeping
two.
Offense
Twins
on the field, left. Stanley hey, County. Pass it in motion right from left. Right to left. So three receivers right. To the left and one to the right. Shotgun for Brock Zabe, the junior quarterback. He'll take it himself right up the middle and in for two. Stanley County takes advantage of the interception and has a 94-yard scoring drive. We'll take a break with 11:50 left in the fourth. Stanley County leading Dupree 34-8. Back in 30 seconds on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
After the interception by Blaze Frost, his third of the year, or by Paxton Neal, I should say, the Buffs go 94 yards in eight plays, 4 minutes and 15 seconds. And ending in is Colton Brady with a 31-yard touchdown run. As we say, he's up to 96 yards. Stanley County up to 163 yards running the ball, and they lead Dupree 34-8. 10 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Tyler Leiferman with a kick from our right to our left. Back at about their 15. White Wolf, he lets this ball go past him. He'll have to run back and bring it in at the 7. Cuts back left to the 10, to the 15, and he's down across the 20-yard line at around the 21. So Stanley County now with the 26-point lead, 34-8. Dupree will start their first possession of this fourth quarter, only their third possession of this second half. The last one was 7.5 minutes, but it ended with the interception. And at this point, it's put Dupree in big trouble as they're now down 26. Let's see who's the quarterback. It's Clay McClellan again. Thorstenson had played earlier, but McClellan has been in the last couple of series. And he sets Dupree from their 22 up first and 10. White Wolf up the middle, 25. Noah Baldwin able to bring him down, but not until about the 28 or 29. Good first down game for the freshman, Trey White Wolf. Shown us some things tonight. This young man has good moves and pretty good speed. They give him eight right there, to the, or six right there to the 28. That'll make it second down and four for Dupree. About a minute gone in the fourth quarter. So down 26. They're not getting away from their game plan a whole lot still. Flags down before this play can ever begin. And Stanley County is calling for encroachment. Fourth penalty of the game on the Buffaloes. And that's going to give Dupree
second down. Didn't catch the penalty on the play. He's second and short for the Tigers.
To the 33, they're going to spot this just a little bit short of the first down, only by about a half yard. Now that's all that Dupree needs. McClellan in the shotgun wants to throw here. No, he's being chased, and he's brought down in the backfield. Aaron Cantu has sack number 5 for Stanley County in this game. So they went to a passing look at least on second and a half yard. Now they need third down and 2 from their 31. 5 sacks in the game now for Stanley County, as the defense has done its job and bothered both Thorstenson and McClellan. Third and 2 Dupree from their 31. 2 receivers, 2 each way. McClellan sends White Wolf in motion. Handoff goes up the middle, but here comes a flag as the play begins. Fletcher Berkland brought it up the middle for what would be a Dupree first down, but the flag was thrown high as the play started, making you believe it would be against Dupree, and it is for a legal motion to wipe out a first down run. And that is the way it has gone since about the middle of the second quarter from Dupree, who was within 12-8 after an interception set up a touchdown. Yeah, Dupree did have the long drive in the third quarter of this game, but no points for it. They had second down and a half yard a moment ago. Now they're 3rd and 7 from their 26. 10-16, clock runs again, 34-8, Stanley County leading Dupree. Dupree facing a third down and long. McClellan comes under center, split backs behind him. Into the left. Back to throw is McClellan, wants to anyway, and the lefty throws to the right, and it's caught. This is Turveen Smith, 35 to the 40, the midfield stripe, and a first down before Weston Prince finally brought him down, but the lefty with a good throw, and again, good timing on that catch. Braden Turveen Smith spotted at the 49-yard line of Dupree. It is a first down, which the Tigers rather badly needed. 23-yard gain. But Dupree, again, taking their time in the huddle. Just wanting to work on things here. The game probably realistically out of reach for them. They have to go to Dupree, as we told you, or to Timberlake, as we told you, next week. McClellan with a handoff, White Wolf to the 49 of Stanley County before he spun around, still trying to move his way forward, and then finally is brought in by Leiferman. He had made it across the 45. I don't know how much forward progress there's going to give him, and there is a Stanley County player on his back at the end of this play. He will have to be tended to with just over 9 minutes left in the third quarter. 9:03 is what's left as they will look at the injured Buffalo. Forward progress on the run. By White Wolf. Was to the 48-yard line. The injured Buffalo is up. Looks okay. It's Riley Runge. He's limping a little, but he is walking off the field without any help. So he'll try to walk that off. The gain was 3 for White Wolf on the first down play. So it's 2nd down and 7 for Dupree. They're in Stanley County territory at the 48. 9:03 left. Stanley County's offense working well tonight. They're leading 34-8. Colton Brady has 2 touchdown runs. Brock Zabe has 3 touchdown passes, 2 to Barrett Schweitzer and 1 to Chase Hansen. In a game where Stanley County scored on their first 2 possessions, they've led ever since. 2nd and 7, Dupree at Stanley County's 48-yard line from left to right, right below us. Line up at the right hash. Berkland's the man in motion, and a handoff doesn't get much of anywhere. Maybe a yard or so wrapped up by Aaron Cantu. Is Cameron Declan. He's able to gain a yard to the 47 of Stanley County, but it's coming in small bits here still for Dupree. But trying to work on their game, not putting the ball in the air a lot. So Cody Eaton's plan is just to say, let's work on what we want to do and keep controlling the ball, even though the scoreboard's not in our favor. It's not. It's Stanley County leading Dupree 34-8. Just under 8 minutes to play. Dupree converted a moment ago, 3 of 9 on third down. They're 3rd and 6 at Stanley County's 47. They have to hurry. The count from the back judge is on. Only 3 seconds, 2 to snap it. And somebody moved. Yep, Dupree player moved. Fletcher Berkland made a motion. He was on that left wing, but he made a motion forward, and that'll set Dupree back 5 with their 5th penalty of the game. And it'll put Dupree back at their 48 and bring up 3rd and 11. Four penalties on Dupree. Here is a toss left to White Wolf. Cuts to midfield. Tackle broken, 45 of Stanley County, but brought down short of the first down at the 44. A little pitch back. Good play by White Wolf to make the catch. And Cuborn made it. Stop. We referred to him in the pregame. I haven't seen him much on offense, but he made a good play defensively right there. His name is Quentin, but he wants to be known by Q, so that's what we'll call him. Gain was 8, leaving Dupree 4th and 3 at the Stanley County 44 with 7 minutes to play. Stanley County in control of this game, leading 34-8. McClellan comes under center with a wing right, split backs behind him, no wideouts. At the right hash, back to throw. Little lefty catches, throws to Berkman, 40-yard line, first down, 38, tackle broken, 35, breaks free. Fletcher Berkman's at the 30, to the 20, to the Stanley County 10, and to the end zone. A little screen play turns into a 44-yard touchdown from Quake McClellan to Fletcher Berkman. And about 40 yards after that catch is, again, a big open space right down the middle. And Dupree has scored with 6:35 to play to cut Stanley County's lead to 34-14. Well, there's another long drive. Dupree had the ball over 5 minutes. They will try the extra point here with Carson Farley. Bobby Brewer is the holder.
Bobby Brewer, your holder.
Snap good. Hold is good. The kick floats over and good. And we'll take a break. 6:35 remaining. Stanley County's lead over Dupree is now 34-15 at Ole Williamson Field. And we'll return in 30 seconds here on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
Good drive by Dupree. They go 78 yards in 7 plays, taking 5 minutes and 15 seconds. On fourth down, the 44-yard touchdown pass from Quake McClellan to Fletcher Berkman. And the extra point by Carson Farley. And it cuts into Stanley County's lead, which is now 34-15. So Dupree, with 2 long drives in the second half, only one of them ending in points. So Dupree will see if they try anything here. Well, maybe, because they're going to have Trent Thorstenson kick off. 19 points down, 6.5 minutes left, not a whole lot to lose at this point. Hanson and Schweitzer are standing back at their 20. But there's the possibility that this may not reach them. Let's see what Dupree tries to do here. Yep, they do kick a little squibber, and it's fallen upon by Q Bourne at his 48. Well, the idea was not bad at all by Dupree, but it skipped right to Q Bourne. And Stanley County will start at their 48 with 6:35 remaining and leading in this game by a score of 34-15. And for the offense, easily the best game of the year. 323 yards total to this point. 163 yards rushing, 160 passing. Great night for Brock State. Great night receiving for Barrett Schweitzer. Stanley County's first and 10 from their 48-yard line. Dupree bringing 11 players within about 3 yards of the line of scrimmage, trying to stop the run, and they do on first down. Holding the ball carrier to about a yard gain. That was Schweitzer. To his 49. What Schweitzer has done is received the ball well tonight. Two touchdown catches among his four catches for 128 yards. Second and nine for Stanley County from their 49. Still 6 minutes left. Stanley County up 19 to 34 to 15. Cash Richardson with the big fourth quarter last week is brought down at his 45 with great pursuit by Bobby Brewer.
And we had a turnover.
And he lost the ball, and Brewer is able to pick it up.
First to 10, Dupree at the Stanley County.
So Stanley County turns it over for the third time tonight. And they will have it at the 45-yard line of Stanley County. Trick Thorstenson was the one who recovered it. With 5:51 left, and Dupree's got to think, hey, there's still a little chance here. But they, let's see if they're methodical again or if they're trying to move the ball quickly. Yeah, they've got three men to the right on first and 10 at the Stanley County 45, down 34 to 15. McQuellen with a little screen to the left side. This one is caught by Brewer, but Weston Prince is right there to stop him. It's complete, but it's for a loss of a yard.
But for a loss of a lot of yards. So they bring up second and 11. Good play by the defense.
Weston Prince with good pursuit there, and it's second and 11 for Dupree at the Stanley County 46. And Dupree goes back into their huddle after Clayton McQuellen came to the sideline to receive the play. And still some time left, 5:18, but it's a three-score deficit for Dupree. Stanley County leads 34 to 15. Take their time getting the line of scrimmage now. They send three receivers to the right. Second and 11 at the Stanley County 46 for the Dupree Tigers. Snap is back to McQuellen. Scrambles. The lefty wants to throw. Finds White Wolf at the 40 of Stanley County. 35 right sideline. 30. Makes the man miss. 25 down inside the 25 by Hanson, but it's first down Dupree. Good move there. That freshman White Wolf looks like he's going to be a good player.
At the Stanley County Buffalo's 23-yard line.
The gain is to the 24-yard line of Stanley County, 22 yards. First down, Dupree.
Just bought the ball on the
They've had six of them in the second half now, after only two in the first half. 4:53 left, and the clock stopped as the play went out of bounds. First and 10, Dupree, Stanley County 24, trying to make their way back into the game. They're down 34-15. High snap. Back to McQuellen. The lefty throws down the middle, and this one's caught inside the 5-yard line by Brewer. Brought down just sort of the end zone by Schweitzer, but a big play there from McQuellen to Brewer. Makes it first and goal for Dupree at the 4-yard line of Stanley County after a gain of 20. And Dupree with the three-score deficit, but there's still 4:33 remaining, clock running. But Dupree, if they score here, can still make this game of some interest.
All right,
two receivers, two each way. First and goal for Dupree at the Stanley County 4-yard line. McQuellen with a handoff, and that's the big man, Lemke. Richardson trying to bring him down. He moves his way forward just short of the goal line.
He'll be short of the goal line, maybe down to about the 3-yard line. Maybe two.
A couple of yards there for him.
Looked like about a 2-yard gain.
Second down and goal, but
two, maybe the 2-yard
Dupree needed to score on that play because the time continues to run. 3:55 left. Stanley County 34, Dupree 15. Dupree is second and goal, call it the 3-yard line of Stanley County.
Up the ball. Maybe in tight formation.
Back in the huddle, and now McQuellen is under center.
In the backfield.
And
they fake
the handoff and sprinting to the left side, open and unimpeded. And unimpeded into the end zone is Quake McQuellen for the touchdown. The play fake there. McQuellen just bounced outside and scored. Still 3:33 left. Stanley County's lead is cut to 34 to 21. So a little bit more urgency on that drive by Dupree. And now they're within 13. Still a couple of scores down, but still with all their timeouts, and you know what they're going to try again, most likely on the kickoff coming up. First, they'll keep the offense on the field and go for the two-point conversion. No matter what happens after this, there's still two scores down, so it's going to take a lot for Dupree to work their way back, but they're trying. A roll right by McClellan on the two-point conversion. The lefty throws to the right side, dive in the right corner, and the catch is made for two. Braden Turpin Smith with a nice diving catch for the two-point conversion. And don't go anywhere just yet. 3:33 to play. Stanley County's lead is now 34-23 over Dupree. And we'll return in 30 seconds on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Have you ever wondered what the benefits are of becoming a Owyhee Federal Credit Union member? At Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we reinvest profits in you. We do this in the form of lower interest rates, higher dividends, and low to no fees. So come check us out or come in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier, because at Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we treat our members like they own the place because, well, they do. Owyhee Federal Credit
Union. And Creek Advantage for turnover. This time a fumble. There's five plays, 45 yards, 2:18, ending in the McClellan keeper. They go for two and make it. Stanley County's lead is down to 34-23 now with 3:33 left. And you can probably figure what'll happen again here. 43. They tried the onside kick a moment ago. Didn't work. And they have Thorstenson again. Fred Thorstenson to kick. But they've got Richardson up front there. They've got Weston Prince. Caden Montana's up front there, guys that they want to have handle the ball if it's kicked right to them. But Dupree is going to use the first of their 3 second-half timeouts to talk about this. So while they do, why don't we take a pause for station identification.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX Pier. Rebroadcasting on K276 GT 103.1 FM, Fort Pier. Put the phone down, focus on driving.
Well, if Dupree somehow gets the ball back, you don't want to use a timeout if you can possibly avoid it there before a kickoff. But Dupree does use the first of their three. 3:33 left. Stanley County's lead over Dupree is 34-23. Colton Brady has two touchdown runs for Stanley County. Three touchdown passes for Brock Zabe. Two to Barrett Schweitzer, one to Chase Hansen. Late McClellan, Trek Thorstenson have touchdown runs, and McClellan a touchdown pass also for Dupree.
Four,
and you would imagine Jordan, another onside kick is coming. Thorstenson has it on the tee and puts a little pop-up kick to Hansen, who comes up on it at his own 40 and is back to the 41. Well, that's pretty smart by Stanley County to bring Hansen all the way up there. He's normally a deep man.
Look like number 10, T. Birkland.
That is pretty clever. And get a guy with very good hands on that football. T. Birkland brought him down after a gain of a yard. So Stanley County does have it at their 40.
So it'll be Buffalo.
And now they just want to move the ball on the ground here and move those chains and wrap this one up and not make it nerve-wracking. Stanley County's lead was 34-8 over Dupree. Now it's 34-23. 3:40 to play. From right to left on their 40. Stanley County's first and 10. Brock Zabe is back to throw. Going for Hansen down the middle, just out of his reach. Well covered, too. That's a Dupree 43 by Trey Weibel. Ball just out of the reach of Hansen. Wouldn't have been six, but it would have been a pretty good game. And that stops the clock with 3:16 to play. And Stanley County now knowing you want to move the football here, and you wonder if they'll go to the running game. They tried to Stanley surprise County, Dupree with a first down pass. Second and 10 from their 40. Brock Zabe.
Flanker left,
Under center with the stretch hand off left side. Brady Alonaroo, 45, he's to midfield. To the left, numbers at the 40 of Dupree. To the 30, left sideline, 25. He's brought down finally into Dupree, 20. Colton Brady is well over 100 yards now. Brewer and White Wolf were able to stop him, but not until he made it all the way to the 21-yard line of Dupree. There are 39 yards more for Colton Brady and 135 yards rushing unofficially for Colton on just 12 carries. And at the 21 of Dupree, and that clock runs again for Stanley County, now with 2:50 to play, they're up 11, and they know a score would absolutely, almost certainly, clinch this one. First and 10, Stanley County, Dupree's 21. Clock runs 2:37 left. Stanley County 34, Dupree 23, under about a half moon on the banks of the Bad River. Zabe is under center, I backfield behind Rock. First man, it strikes her big move. Aside, 10, 5, dives forward just short of the end zone. White Wolf saved the touchdown. But Barrett Schweitzer has put Stanley County in the red zone, and it's first down and goal. Enormous hole for Barrett, who might have opened it up a little bit himself. And he just ran it.
First and goal, Buffaloes.
Inside the 5. Down to about the 2-yard line. Yards by our count on the ground now for Stanley County in this game. First and goal from the 3-2.
Under center, I backs behind. He flanked our hands.
Roxade, again, I formation behind him. Schweitzer, it's dotted by Brady. And it's Schweitzer again up the middle.
Schweitzer piles it in behind his line.
To the end zone, Barrett Schweitzer has a Stanley County touchdown with 1:33 left to probably salt this game away. A 2-minute drive for Stanley County to probably seal it. Schweitzer has the rushing touchdown. And Stanley County's lead is now 40-23. As that offense is not far from 400 yards by our count, 380. Even though Dupree has snapped the ball 6 more times tonight, Stanley County has racked up the yardage, and it's 220 yards on the ground. You know the Buffs like that number. They go for 2, a save under center. Brock hands it. Why not? Schweitzer again. He just scored 6. Now he scores 2 more. We'll take a break with a minute 33 left, and Stanley County clamps down on this game. They lead Dupree by a score of 42-23. Back in 30 seconds on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a 1-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Wimble with our player of the game in the post game, and this is going to be another tough night because we only have one t-shirt to give, and there are several guys on Stanley County that are worthy of one. Here at Schweitzer with that score to end a 4-play 60-yard drive in 2 minutes after another onside kick fail for Dupree. Well, big play with the 39-yard run for Brady on that drive set up Schweitzer's score.
And Brewer deep.
Tyler Leiferman will kick. White Wolf and Brewer standing back around their 12. Stanley County has it to a 3-score lead again at 19 with a minute 33 left.
Brewer
backs up to about his 13-yard line, 20, 25, still going, 30, 35, 40. Robbie Brewer's to midfield, and he's finally dragged down at the 45-yard line of Stanley County by Landon Bain. Makes another special teams play and may have saved the score right there. Bobby Brewer with a terrific return all the way to the 45-yard line of Stanley County.
But once again, Brewer all
Priest
the way down
pretty hard
June,
tonight. They had some mistakes that have hurt them.
Well, they'll have it first and 10.
But a team that, and they showed it with the lead against Faith in their opener, much more competitive. Only 83 seconds left. They have two receivers each way for Clayton McClellan at quarterback. First and 10 at the Stanley County 45. Four-man front, just hand off. White, well, this good player, a freshman. Left side 40, cuts left 35. 30-yard line, breaks a tackle. He is down near the 28 or 7 of Stanley County, but it's a first down. Chase Hansen was able to stop White Wolf. But to Trey White Wolf with a good run.
Looks like he's going to be down at about the 25-yard line. It'll bring up a first and 10 for the Tigers with 1:13 remaining.
Down to a minute 13 to play. And Dupree able to open up the hole right there. It's down at the 27. That's a gain of 18 yards. First and 10 for Dupree. Clock runs again. A minute left.
All right, the Tigers.
Just run their offense here, two receivers each way. The outcome has been decided, really. McClellan, he's a lefty. He scrambles, still wants to throw. Goes long right for Brewer. Caught it wide open at the five for a Dupree touchdown. Dupree got way behind two Stanley County defenders there. And Bobby Brewer has the 27-yard touchdown reception. And it is the second touchdown pass of the game for Quake McClellan. 45 seconds to play, and we thought we'd seen the last points. No, we haven't. Now 42-29 for Dupree, and again, you know what's going to come up in a moment. But Dupree will try for two first. Two receivers each way, with Quake McClellan under center. White Wolf. And the handoff is to him, and he is pitching it back as he's tackled to Thorstenson, but then he is brought down hard back at about the 15-yard line by Barrett Schweitzer. Pretty good idea by White Wolf, who knew he was going down, was able to lateral it back to McClellan, but then Barrett Schweitzer was there waiting for him. So the two-pointer no good. We'll keep it here with 45 seconds left. Stanley County now 42-29 over Dupree. There have been 37 points in the fourth quarter of this game. Stanley County once led 34-8. Good job by Dupree. They're going to be 0-3, but they played hard tonight. Timberlake for them on the road next week. Neighborhood rival, I guess you can call it. Remember, it is 2 weeks from tonight. The next action for Stanley County, late afternoon start, actually, that day in Tyndall against Bonham. We'll be with you at 4:30 on Friday, September 16th here on KGFX. Scoring drive, just two plays, 45 yards, took 48 seconds. McClellan to Brewer for the last 27. Stanley County's lead now 42-29 over Dupree. Craig Thorstenson again to kick, and again, everybody in Stanley County and a few others around know what's coming here. If not an onside, maybe a little pooch or pop up, and they just kick it straight ahead, and just falling down upon it wisely at his own 25 is Paxton Deal.
Stanley County's ball.
And now just 45 seconds for Stanley County to run off here.
It'll be Buffalo ball, 25-yard line.
And I would imagine, you remember 25. The first play of the last possession, they went to the air. I'd be a little surprised to see that here. Still two timeouts for Dupree, but really nothing at this point the Tigers can do. Stanley County will have win number one in 2022 with a big offensive effort. They're going to be just a little bit short of 400 yards unless they do something big here, which you wouldn't think so, with this game in hand. So they'll go into the bye week with a pretty good feeling. They will run a play with Schweitzer, who bounces off one tackle and is across the 35, and he's down to the 40-yard line. Schweitzer had been bounced back about 3 yards, found another hole right up the middle, and ran it all the way to his 40.
Blockers kept blocking for him.
That'll be the last first down of the night, probably, for the Buffs.
15 yards.
As there are only 33 seconds to play, and that clock runs. Coming up in our post game, we'll have a Bauman Lumber player of the game. We'll go over stats. We'll go over other scores, too. 22 seconds left. Stanley County only has to snap the ball one more time, and they'll be 1-2. Very solid effort by the Buffaloes on their home field. In fact, they may not have to snap it again as it's down to 10 seconds, and they're still standing in the huddle. In fact, it's over as the clock will count down to 2 and to 1, and the Stanley County Buffaloes are winners for the first time in 2022. Big plays by the defense in the first half. Solid night for the offense. Yes, Dupree did play better as the fourth quarter went along. But it's Stanley County who takes win number one after having dropped their first two. Our final score in the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Williamson Field in Fort Pierre. Stanley County Buffaloes 42. The Dupree Tigers 29. Stanley County improves to 1-2 going into their bye week. Dupree is now at 0-3. Next, our Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg postgame. We'll have stats. We'll name a Bauman Lumber player of the game. We'll look at other scores, too. And we'll do that when we return to Fort Pierre in 2 minutes. Our Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg postgame coming up in two. This is High School Football on 1060, 103.1 KTS.
The team at Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable and to have the healthiest, best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, in-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients. Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Insurance. We all need it to protect our homes, health, businesses, and belongings. But having adequate coverage is just the beginning. You also need the support of professionals who stand by your side to protect what's important to you. Fisher Rounds & Associates combines the coverage you want with the commitment you need. Fisher Rounds & Associates. At your service, at your side. With offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Watertown, Sioux Falls, and Rapid City.
At Avera Health Plans, we know your ag business is vital to South Dakota, and affordable health insurance is essential to running that business. As your health insurance partner, we'll help to lighten the load of managing these expenses in an uncertain market. We're dedicated to rural health care with extensive preventative care services that are good for communities. We'll work with you to create a plan that's both affordable and effective so your employees have the coverage they need when they need it. You don't have to wait. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Good start for the Stanley County Buffaloes. They kept their offense strong. The defense through three quarters did well. Dupree a better fourth quarter, but the Stanley County Buffaloes with their strongest game in three so far, and they're winners for the first time at Ole Williamson Field in Fort Pierre. Their first win of 2022 is 42-29 over the Dupree Tigers. This is the Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg postgame. Stanley County scored each of the first two times they had the football tonight. First drive from the start of the game took a minute 59. A touchdown pass from Brock Zabe to Chase Hansen of 10 yards. Two-pointer no good, 6-0 SC. Dupree went three and out. Stanley County scored again on their next possession. 35-yard drive after a short punt ended in a Colton Brady. 5-yard touchdown run, two again no good, 12-0 Stanley County. But the Buffs had an interception the third time they had the ball. Dupree at a short field. They took advantage. A 30-yard drive ended with a Treg Thorstenson touchdown run and a good two-point conversion. And late in the first quarter, just under 2 minutes left, Stanley County's lead was down to 12-8. But twice in the second quarter, Brock Zabe found Barrett Schweitzer. First on a fourth down play from 30 yards out with 7:10 left in the half. Two-pointer good, 20-0 Stanley County. And then on a third down play with 3:04 left in the half, 59-yard play from Zabe to Schweitzer. Two-pointer no good, but Stanley County led 26-8, and that was the Buffaloes' halftime lead. Third quarter was scoreless. Fourth quarter had a lot. Dupree got themselves back in this game. First with 6.5 minutes left, Clayton McClellan found Fletcher Berkwin with a 44-yard touchdown. Extra point made it 34-15 Stanley County. Stanley County turned it over, and Dupree turned it into points. Clayton McClellan with the keeper for the touchdown with 3:33 left from 3 yards out. Two-pointer good. Stanley County's lead was down to 11 at 34-23. But then, after an onside kick, or at least a short kick, didn't work, Barrett Schweitzer scored from 2 yards out. Colton Brady, a big run on that possession to help set it up. The two-pointer good, 42-23, Stanley County, a minute 33 left. But Dupree had it back one more time and scored one more time. The 27-yard touchdown pass from Quaid McClellan to Bobby Brewer with 45 seconds left. The two no good. The final points of the game, Stanley County defeats Dupree by a score of 42-29 and has relatively easily their best offensive game of the three so far, just short of 400 yards of offense by our count, which is most unofficial, but 395 yards tonight for Stanley County. 235 on the ground, and you know that will please Max Foth and his staff. 160 passing. Dupree, 264 with a lot in the second half. In fact, they snapped the ball 7 more times than SC did. Dupree with 49 plays from scrimmage, Stanley County 42. 59 yards rushing for Dupree, 205 passing. On third down, Stanley County 3 of 6, Dupree was 3 of 10. But Stanley County, who had gone in the red zone 0 for 2 in the first couple of games, went 4 for 4, all of them touchdowns tonight. Time of possession way in favor of Dupree. Well, they had two long drives in the second half. They had the ball 30 minutes and 17 seconds, Stanley County 17-43, 5 sacks by Stanley County defensively. Colton Brady with a big game on the ground for SC, 135 yards on 12 carries with the 2 touchdowns. Barrett Schweitzer 7 for 43 in that late score. Paxton Deal 2 for 34. Chase Hansen 5 for 27. Cash Richardson 1, but it was for minus 4. Brock Zabe 8 of 15 passing, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, but 160 yards, and he was not sacked tonight. Schweitzer 4 catches, 128 yards, 2 scores. Chase Hansen, 2 catches for 10 and the 1 score. Blaze Frost, 1 for 16. Paxton Deal, 1 for 6. For Dupree, the freshman, Trey Whitewolf, good-looking young player, 37 yards for him on 9 carries. Braden Turveen-Smith had 26 yards on 6 carries. 2 for 7 for Matthew Lemke. Fletcher Berkland, 1 for 4. Bobby Brewer, 7, but for only 4 yards. Clayton McClellan, 2 carries for 2. He was sacked once. Cameron Declan, 1 carry, 1 yard. Craig Thorstenson, who started at quarterback for Dupree, 7 carries, but minus 22. He was sacked 4 times. Stanley County with 5 sacks in this game. McClellan was 8 of 9 passing. I would think he might get the nod at Timberlake next week. 170 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Thorstenson, 2 for 5, 35 yards with an interception. White Wolf had 3 catches for 48. Brewer, 3 for 46 in the score. Fletcher Berkwin, 1 for 44. That was that touchdown. McClellan playing wideout earlier in the game, 1 for 31. Turveen Smith, 1 for 23. Brandon Jewett, 1 catch for 13 yards. There were turnovers. Stanley County had 3 of them in this game, 2 interceptions and 1 lost fumble. Pre-turned it over 1 time, but unofficially 5 sacks for Stanley County, 1 for Chase Hansen, Cash Richardson, Noah Baldwin, Eren Cantu, and Barrett Schweitzer, and 10 tackles for losses for the Buffaloes in this game, and the interceptions by Paxton Deal, his 3rd of the year, and Barrett Schweitzer, his 1st. The Buffaloes now have 5 interceptions. They had 3 a couple of weeks ago against Sully Buttes. But it all adds up to a Stanley County 42-29 victory over Dupree. Got to think a little bit about our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game. Who gets the T-shirt? I'll have the decision for you when we return to Holy Williamson Field in Fort Pierre in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Again, I wish I had a few. I only get one to give out. Schweitzer was so good. Zabe was so steady at quarterback. You could get through a couple of those guys on that defense. But, yeah, Jody helped me make that decision. I think he's right. It's Colton Brady, the senior running back, with big runs in the second half, one that set up the touchdown by Schweitzer late. But they've been looking for Colton Brady to emerge in his first two games, a total of 70 yards on 27 carries. Tonight for Colton Brady, 135 yards on 12 carries with the two scores. It'll be Colton Brady with the T-shirt for his accomplishment, named as our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game and most deserving for one of the few seniors that Stanley County has. So the Buffaloes, with the victory, improve now to 1-2. Before we leave you, let's take a look around the scoreboard on this Friday. Again, this is the third week for 11B and 9-man, second week for the top three 11-man classifications. Stanley County, with this victory, improving to 1-2, he says, stalling before the thing with the scores comes up for him. And Dupree now 0-3. All right, in nine-man football, by the way, speaking of Bonham, we mentioned then they're the Buffaloes' next opponent. In 2 weeks, they fell to Elkton Lake Benton tonight, in Tyndall, 30-14. Third quarter in White River, it's Jones County leading the White River Tigers 16-8. Both teams looking for a second win in a row. Gregory, those Gorillas looking strong, second ranked in 9A, and drop Platt Geddes to 0-2 with a 27-6 victory tonight. That was in Platt. Kimball Whitelake, good job. They gave, the Wildcats gave the Howard Tigers all they wanted, but the top ranked team in 9A, Howard, hangs on at home for a 9-6 win. And the top team in 9B, however, fell tonight. That was Canastota losing at home to Viberg Hurley. That score was 20-14. Phillip may be on their way to being 2-0. They're leading Bennett County and Phillip 40-13. Still 8 minutes left in the first half, but the Scotties are putting up the points tonight. Other Central South Dakota teams in action this evening. Lyman leading Kadoka area in pressure with 7 minutes to play in a matchup of 2-0 teams and a good one there. It's 28-14. Lyman on top. Timberlake, after losing to Harriet Selby area, where they're leading in Newell tonight over the Irrigators, Panthers lead 38-14 with under a minute to play in the third quarter. Harriet Selby area, we mentioned their win over Timberlake, and they won big over Lemon McIntosh and Harriet tonight. That final score was 60-6. And Potter County didn't go well against Sully Buttes last week for the Battlers, not going any better tonight. At home against Faulkton area, 56-16, the Trojans lead with 2 minutes to play in that game. And speaking of Sully Buttes, they're now 3-0. They beat Stanley County, then defeated Potter County. Tonight, they won in Langford over Langford area, 52-16. Tom Moore's team, the new head coach in Sully Buttes, off to an excellent start at 3-0. They have Landon Hepker back, that team looking pretty good. 11B Miller Highmore Harrell with their second straight loss as they fell to Jim Miller in Menno by a score of 18-0. Winner, what do you think? 26 wins in a row now for the top-ranked Warriors in 11B after a 62-8 win at Webster area. Again, that winning streak, remember, began on this field against Stanley County a couple of years ago when Stanley County was still an 11-man program. Chamberlain is on the board, but they're down big to Dakota Valley in North Sioux City, 40-8, 10 minutes left. Darren Boyle has the finish of that game, 94.5, 100.5, KPLO. 11AA, no trouble at all for the Pierre Governors tonight. Top-ranked team now has 102 points in their first two games. After losing the previous two regular season games to Brookings, they stomped the Bobcats tonight at Dana J. Dykhouse Stadium, 48-0. Rapid City Stevens in the top five, and they swamped Douglas and Box Elder 66-8. Watertown at home beat Huron 34-19. Yankton, that's a strong-looking team. Bucks defeated Spearfish at Lyle-Hare Stadium at Black Hill State by a score of 38-0. Mitchell against a state-ranked Sturgis team in Mitchell tomorrow night. And T area will play Aberdeen Central also tomorrow evening. 11 AAA, Sioux Falls Lincoln at Howard Wood Field earlier beat Rapid City Central. That final was 56-14. We told you about Stevens' win, ranked now in 11 AAA. Top-ranked How about Sioux Falls Jefferson? Second year of the program, coming off the win over Harrisburg. It's no fluke. They beat Washington tonight at Howard Wood Field 49-0. Harrisburg and Brandon Valley, the competitors in the 11 AAA championship game last year, 0-1 as they're set to play in Harrisburg tomorrow night. And Roosevelt will play O'Gorman also tomorrow at McEnany Field. You're interested in the Twins, I'll bet, and to see if they have a chance to move closer to that American League Central lead or possibly tie the Guardians of Cleveland. The Twins in action tonight against the White Sox in Chicago. And they were ahead earlier, and they are now tied with the White Sox. They're 2-2 as they play in the bottom of the seventh inning. If they can win, they would move into a tie with Cleveland for the American League Central lead, because the Guardians dropped their third straight tonight, 6-1 at home to Seattle. Twins and the White Sox. Twins back on KGFX tomorrow, and that will start with Inside Twins on Sunday at noon, but tomorrow first, 5:30 for the second game of that series. A reminder again, Stanley County's next action is 2 weeks from today. They and we will be in Tyndall as the bus will take on the Bonham Cavaliers. Again, make note of that start time on Friday, September 16th. A little bit of an earlier kick, so we'll be with you at 4:30 on Friday, September 16th, as the Buffs will try to improve to 2-2. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to keep your eyes on the road, not on your phone. And on this Labor Day weekend, please make sure, if you are traveling, make sure to do so safely. High school football on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX, brought to you by Yesway, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Pierre Regional Airport, Access Health, Fort Pierre, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, Oahe Federal Credit Union, Ferding Electric, and Venture Communications. And these in-game sponsors help bring you high school football here on KGFX, Potsdam Agency, State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Martin Fort Pierre, AgTegra, Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto. Our thanks to the folks here at Stanley County for, as usual, their great hospitality. Thanks also to our studio coordinator, Trinity Pearson. And thanks also to the mayor himself, Jody Brozek, taking care of our video. And our best to Brian Menning, as he is a little under the weather right now. We'll see him again later on. But, Jody, thank you very much for coming up and helping out tonight. I'm David Pearl. Stanley County Buffalo's offense didn't need a lot of help. Defense was fine, too, but the best game of the three so far for Stanley County ends up in win number one for 2022. Final score one more time on the Wagner Auto scoreboard at Ole Williamson Field, the Stanley County 42, Dupree 29. Thank you for listening and watching. Have a great and safe Labor Day weekend, and good night from the banks of the Bad River, Fort Pierre.